Welcome to another exciting broadcast day.
Yes, it is going to be exciting. I'll tell you how exciting. There's a 50-50 chance that Quentin Tarantino is going to be in here. It was 100% this time yesterday. It's down to 50-50. And then I think I sealed our Quentin Tarantino fate by watching Pulp Fiction almost in its entirety for the 26th time last night. I thought, you know, what would a good host do? It's right. It's on. It's 8 o'clock. I really should watch this. He's going to come in tomorrow. I'm going to have thousands of questions for him. Thousands, maybe into the millions. Everything. I want to know where they filmed this. Where was that apartment Bruce Willis went to when he shot John Travolta? That looks familiar. Whole thing looks like it was shot in my neighborhood. It's all sort of San Fernando Valley, Sun Valley. It's all very valley-esque. So yeah. A lot of questions for Tarantino. And now for sure he's not coming in. Now, if I'd just gotten drunk and passed out watching SportsCenter, he would definitely have made it in. You see, that's why. People want to know why. Why shouldn't you do your homework? Why shouldn't you read up? Why shouldn't you prepare? Well, not because you're lazy, but because you don't want to jinx whatever it is. I feel like if I studied very hard for a test, the school would catch on fire that morning. That's the way I look at it. I got to hurry up and have kids so I can pass some of these pearls down to them. Dave Damashek is here. Rachel Perry is here.
Hey.
I got thoughts about a couple things. And then we're going to do something we've been talking about for, seems like years now, the Get to Know You segment. This is a segment I always find interesting. I'm always interested to find out the journey that brought people, the path that brought them to where they are. And it's usually different. It's a snowflake. It's a fingerprint. As many different people as there are is as many different stories as there are, which is interesting. It's also interesting that there's so many different people, no one looks exactly alike.
Yes.
I know.
Except for Ron, the engineer that wishes us good morning, and Al Franken. They look almost identical.
Yes. And Ron, the engineer, and the animated character from The Family Guy who has a crush on the daughter at school, the super nerd, AV nerd. Those are the same guys, too.
Someone told me that Ron looks like another animated character, too. Someone from Jimmy Neutron, whoever Jimmy Neutron's.
Oh, yes, got a little of that, too. Well, there is just central casting nerd template that they use when they do cartoons. They just draw, when they draw a witch, they draw them all the same. When they draw a nerd, they draw them all the same. I think Ron's probably drawing a pretty good check just from doing the modeling back in the 60s as the prototypical nerd. But I am interested in hearing about how people got here, and I don't know how they got here myself. I don't know how. I mean, Damashek, I'm well aware of, but I don't know every detail of his story. And Rachel, I know almost nothing of, other than she's from Canada and she hates her parents. So let me say, hey, they're not listening, though.
No, I don't hate them. They're just...
You're lukewarm.
It's
I would rather my... I'll tell you what. I would rather my kids hate me than say who, or give a pause and go, yeah, no, I got nothing against them. That's what I don't want. I want that with everything. I want that with listeners. I want that with ex-girlfriends. I want that with my wife. I want that with every relationship I have, including the family, which is I want them. When my name is brought up, I would rather them say, I hate that guy than, Adam, you know. You know, Adam's Adam. I mean, I got no beef with him.
Definitely you want that with ex-girlfriends.
Oh, yeah.
You definitely want, I hate that guy. That means you won.
Yeah.
You know? If you get like, oh, he's sweet.
He's sweet.
He's still a sweet guy.
Or worse, what I get. Oh, I got a shower. What was I thinking? Phone number, everybody. 866-901-ADAM. 866-901-ADAM. So, a couple quick things, and then we're going to get the Get to Know You segment. I decided, now those of you who've listened to me on Loveline for many years know that I have decided to ignore these left turn arrows, these red left turn arrows. The signals in the city, and they tell you they'd like you to move it along in the city. They always trying to figure out ways to alleviate congestion, yet every sign says slow down, buckle up and slow down. And then you turn on the news and, turns out that, that the highway patrol is cracking down on speeders. I like that. Ironic that in a town that really doesn't move, the highway patrol has to crack down on speeders, and it's a news story. You're cracking down. It's like the Special Olympic referees are cracking down on dunking. Really?
Oh.
Is there a lot of jamming going on at that level? what with the alley-oops and the showboating? You don't want the tomahawk? Could I just do a two-handed jam, but you don't want any of the reverse tomahawk stuff, or what?
Man,
no 360s, no tomahawks. And none of that stuff where you bounce it off the backboard to yourself and then go with the five slam-a-jammer. Yeah, they're cracking. The Special Olympics are cracking down at showboating and jamming. No looks, no round the backs, and no monster jams. This is what I think of when I think of Los Angeles cracking down on speeders, because we have the three most busiest intersections on the planet, all within about 4 miles from each other, the 405 and the 101 and so on and so forth. But yet we have to crack down on speeders, and then we have to have these signs that say click it or ticket, buckle up. We're consumed with safety, but what we don't think about is moving it, getting it along. Like, I'll give you a for instance. 3/4 of the people in Los Angeles are from either another city or worse, another country. Yes, there, you're from Canada. And Dave, where are you from?
Pittsburgh, PA.
Pittsburgh. Did not know that. I thought you were from Arizona. No, New Mexico.
This hasn't
New
come
Mexico
up before?
Way. I
could have sworn I told you that.
Well, you're a Cardinal fan. I just did the math.
No, a Steeler fan.
Steelers.
Actually.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. I could have sworn we had talked about
I'm
this.
I'm so sorry. Maybe I'm confusing you with Mike or something. I thought, New Mexico. I had you as a desert guy.
No.
Anyway, point is we have two people in this booth that are from somewhere other than here. And there's a good chance that wherever you're from, it's illegal to turn right when the signal's red.
Yeah.
New York.
I've been weird. I don't really know. If you see me driving,
don't
stay away,
because
I don't know what the rules are. I don't know what the speed limit is. I don't know anything.
I don't mind that. But the part where you don't know that it is legal to turn right.
Well, I kind of knew that.
But not so much that you might do it if you thought there was a cop around, because when in doubt, let's just hold our place until the signal changes.
Well, I was pretty sure you couldn't turn left on a red, but the right thing, I was kind of sketchy.
I'll check it out. Yeah, well, here's my point. This city is inhabited by people that aren't from this city, and forget about speaking the language. They have no idea what the laws and the codes and the rules and the regulations are.
Pshaw.
So for instance, nobody in this city knows it's legal to turn right when it's red. Now, are the powers that be interested in informing these people that it's okay to turn right when it's red? No. Click it or ticket. That's their message.
Slow it down.
Reel it in. Again, a confusing and quasi-retarded message for a town that's not moving. So on one hand, the city officials get up there and they go, we're talking about tunneling through Silver Lake. We're actually building an underwater aqueduct that's going to tunnel. We're going to go under Silver Lake, and then we're going through downtown, and we're going to take a purple line, and we're going to string that purple line from the Simi Valley all the way to LAX, and then we're going to shoot that into Orange County. And it's going to cost $70 billion a foot. That's how much it's going to cost. And by the way, here's when it'll be completed. 2000 and nothing. No one will ever do it. It'll go right up there with that bullet train that's going to Las Vegas. It'll never get done. People will start arguing. There'll be some guy that is going to have his porch torn off because they have to widen the freeway. He'll argue. They'll filibust. Maxine Waters will get involved. She's insane. And that'll be that. And we'll all be in the same place. Meanwhile, we could move this goddamn city if they would tell people to move it along. How about tickets for not moving? How about tickets for, instead of for speeding, it's illegal to go 25 on the freeway, but no one gets a ticket for that. It is illegal to sit at a red light and not turn red when it's clear, but no one ever gets a ticket for that. How about we give tickets for these things?
How about we give a ticket to somebody who, when the left arrow turned, the green arrow, these people who sort of go about 4 miles an hour, they creep into the intersection. Am I allowed to go? Are cars coming from the other side?
Yes.
I can't. Yes, when that green arrow is on, that means you must go. You must proceed.
How about, how about we give tickets for the people that wedge themselves into the left turn lane and hold up their entire lane? How about we give tickets for people that hold people up rather than people that are speeding along? The speeder doesn't bother me. He's trying to get from point A to point Z, I think we figured out.
Yes,
and not B. That doesn't make as much sense. Too close to point A.
Sure.
Point Z. He's trying to get there as fast as he can. God bless him. He's got an airbag and a crumple zone. Knock yourself out. That's my feeling. But what about tickets for people that are inconsiderate holding people up? Well, let me tell you this. These left turn arrows that are green and now turn to red, I ignore. I ignore them when they're in the red stage. Because think about it. The light is green. Your light is green.
Yeah.
Yet your arrow is red. Yet there's no traffic coming. Now, the signal before had no arrow, and you're just free to turn when it's free and clear, and the signal after it has no arrow either. Again, you use your own discretion to turn when it's clear. But now you're sitting with a red arrow.
Is that illegal to turn if it's red like
that? It is if it's red. Now, it should go green.
Travesty.
It should go green, and then it should go nothing.
Correct.
And then you turn
you see that, right.
Like your grandparents did, like your mother, like the pioneers did coming over Donner Pass. They turned left when they could turn left, when it was safe, when it was prudent. And you decide. And people do this thing. First off, stop defending these horrible policies, all you idiots out there. You know, and we live with such zombies in this city that half the people don't even know what I'm talking about. They're like, well, the arrow's green, so that alleviates traffic. Yeah, I know. And then it turns red and you have to wait for the signal to cycle. You have to wait for your signal, which is green, couldn't get any greener. You have to wait for it to go yellow and then eventually red, but it should be brown. It should go from green to yellow to brown. Eh? Work on that. But it goes red and then you're just sitting there waiting to get T-boned by a carjacker or waiting to get rolled by some bum just sitting there in your car. So here's the thing. I just turn. Just turn. And I've been doing it for years now. Never got a ticket. Don't get a ticket. You want to know why you don't get a ticket when you do this? It doesn't look illegal. Think about it.
So if you're doing things, is that a rule that we can apply all across the board in life? If it doesn't look illegal, probably
well,
won't
think,
get
yeah,
caught?
For the most part. Think about this. Think about cops. What do cops do? Cops do two things. They either camp out to write you a ticket. It's either a speed trap. They wait on the hill. They know you're going to speed up naturally going down the hill, and they just sit there with the radar gun. There's those cops. By the way, we don't have enough cops, but we always have enough for them. That detail we got plenty for, but we just don't have enough cops. That's the other thing. Every 20 minutes, some city councilman says, we just don't have enough police. Someone says, the response time is like an hour and 45 minutes when you call 911. The line's busy. We don't have enough cops. Really? There were six of them holding a radar gun standing on Barham. I passed them this morning. They're all just camped out on the driveway up there. No? Not enough? What about those? Are they undercover? What are those guys doing over there? Point is not enough cops. All right. Ted handed me a note. Ted, you got to write... How big is that note you're writing? Is it eighth inch?
I'm sorry.
3/16?
What about the camera at the intersection? Don't those get you if you turn on a red?
No, that's a good point. But no, they don't. Or at least they've not gotten me. That's why you shouldn't have a front license plate. But I'll get to that in a second too. point is, cops do two things. They hang out and they set traps, or they just walk around and they look for movement. They're just driving around in their cars looking for movement. If you're on the freeway and you blow by a cop, that catches his eye. If he sees you laying rubber or turning or running a red light, that catches his eye. They're almost like predatory animals. They're looking for a rabbit. They're looking for something to jump out in front of them. They're looking for something.
The ultimate prey.
Yeah. Man, if you think about it, if you think about every ticket you've ever gotten is either driving through a speed trap or you just do some swervy maneuver and there's a cop behind you. It's at night. You don't know he's behind you. The thing about driving through that arrow doesn't look illegal. Mm. If the cop's not parked right behind you, it doesn't look like anything. The whole reason it should be legal is why I never got a ticket. It doesn't look like anything. I just turn. It's the same thing I did at the intersection beforehand. Cops, to a cop, it doesn't look like anything. Just looks like the guy turned when the coast was clear. We need to all start doing this.
Yeah.
Now, I know you guys are pussies and aren't going to do it. I've been doing it for five years.
I have absolutely started doing it. On my drive in here each morning at the intersection, I can even tell you, San Vicente and Wilshire, each and every morning. Now the cops are going to stake me out and watch me do it.
Because there is an actual no left turn at San Vicente and Wilshire. There's like a sign that says...
Do it.
I turn.
I
no,
do it.
And that's the only reason I don't turn at that one.
Let me
said no with
here,
the line.
Here's what we need to do. I'm the Rosa Parks of traffic. I find ironically word parks in traffic. She parked her ass in the front of the bus. You ever hear about the parks part of parks? Here's my point. I started doing this 5 years ago. I would like everyone in the city to do it, and then we'll clog the system. If there's tickets given out for it, everyone fights it. Everyone does it. I will put you on my back and carry you like the bus carries the pigskin across Arizona?
Steelers.
Into pay dirt. I will carry you with me. We need to all do this. This is the only reason I ever wanted to do a radio show is to do this kind of stuff. This is what I want us to do. Civil disobedience. And here's the deal. They have the technology. Have the signal turn red. Have the arrow turn red during peak traffic hours. But at 5 a.m., does it need to be red? When I used to leave Loveline in Culver City, I'd just be there in Washington or Venice or something. It's the middle of the night. I can see the earth curving. That's how far I can see with no headlights in front of me. Yet I'm just sitting there at the red light, just sitting there at the red arrow with the light green, waiting for the entire thing to cycle. I say enough. Here's the deal. Are we lemmings? Do you need the man to tell you everything? You can't decide when it's safe? You can't decide when there's no traffic coming the other way and your signal is green that it's okay for you to turn left. And if you can't figure that out, then what's to make you stop when you enter the garage without plowing into your apartment? where does it end? How do they know we're not going to just go buy a crossbow at the Big Five and a bottle of tequila and just take over preschool? What's to stop us? What's to stop us? We have discretion. We're human beings. We have logic. We can think. Let's take this one back. Let's get rid of these arrows and let them put them on timers. They have technology.
You're reclaiming this one for the people.
I am, and let's get this city moving.
You are a true American hero.
How about this? How about this? Dig on this thought. This city, and I would dare say any city, but with the possibility of New York, which is moving a little faster than it needs to, this city, we could move this city along 25% faster without so much as pouring 1 foot of highway, installing one line, doing any monorails, doing any subways. We could do nothing. It would be a zero in the cost department. Zero, and we could move along 25% faster if we got it moving, if we picked it up. We treat it like a factory. We have no more square footage, but we got to speed up the conveyor belt. So you know what, employees? We got to pick it up just a little bit. Cannot be napping at your workstation anymore. You can turn right when it's red. Turn right. It's legal. Let's go. You have a stack of cars. We're on Highland. It's 6 in the evening, and cars are stacking up behind you because there's one idiot up there that won't do it. What about the awareness campaign? What about the education for that person? Oh, no, we're just telling you to slow it down, put a seatbelt on. Please.
Well, by the way, you must, whether there's a signal or not, when you are making a left turn, it is the law. It must be law that two cars, when the light turns from yellow to red, two cars must pass through.
Yes.
Must clear that.
Yeah.
And yet some person sometimes decides, nah, I'm going to hold off this time, and I'm just going to let the one car, and I'll stay here.
Yes.
And then I almost rear end them.
Yes.
Trying to.
I like the old F that won't even venture out into the intersection.
You must do it. It's not at your discretion.
It won't venture
you must
out.
Do
yeah.
it.
Just all be going.
Yes.
I'll go to one. I say we try to go for three, by the way. If we got under my efficiency program, we could get three. No problem. I've squeezed by a million times. Yeah. Just go drive down Western in Koreatown and see the two guys in the Lexus 400s, each going 23 miles an hour next to each other, like they're waiting for the pace car to pull off the track and you can't get around them. We could speed this town up so much. It'd be easy. But are the people interested? Are the people in power interested? No. We're going to have to take it back. I drive through every goddamn left turn arrow I've seen in 5 years. So help me Christ, I've not gotten a ticket. I command everyone within the sound of my voice to ignore those and do the same thing. When it's safe. When it's
but
safe.
But how can we judge who, I'm not worried about you.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Dave Damashek a little bit, but it's all the other people out there that freak me out. That I'm not
how
so
do those people,
trustworthy
how
in
do
their
those,
judgment
but how
of
do,
safety.
How do those people know when it's safe to turn at an intersection that doesn't have an arrow?
I don't know. That's got to
well,
be why
the
they
same,
have lights.
It's the same set of eyeballs. At an intersection that doesn't have an arrow, which is the lion's share of them, you turn when it's safe to turn.
Yes.
Here's what I'm saying. Everyone, conduct this experiment. I've done it many times. Sit in your car when the light is green and the arrow is red, and just hold your two little fingers up. Hold them up around your sun visor and block out that arrow. Now where are you? Well, now you're just sitting at a green an intersection, and inexplicably you're not turning. Even though there's no traffic, you're just sitting there. Do the two-finger rule. Do the Adam Carolla two-finger rule. Hold the two fingers up, block out the little red arrow, or if you want, I'll get a little ripe sticker from a banana, and I'll stick it on my windshield right where that arrow lands. And then you look up, and it's not even there. Now what, Rachel? Is it safe to turn?
It's safe to turn.
What about those people?
I still don't trust them.
You don't trust them? Then you have to take their keys away, because every intersection is this way. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Of course.
Well, how can you not trust them if the five intersections they turn left in without the arrow, they were fine in before they got to this one?
Oh, I don't disagree with you. I'm not disagreeing with you even a little bit. I'm just saying that I was just making a point that some people
But there's
aren't
a hole
that.
There's a hole in your logic is what I'm saying is if you can trust them to turn at other intersections, why can't you trust them to turn at this intersection?
Oh, no,
you see what
okay,
I'm saying?
You're right.
The exact same things rules apply.
Yes,
that's my
right.
point. That's why we should be ignoring it. And as far as technology goes, I know I got to take a break, Bresca, but I'm PO'd here. As far as technology goes, put the goddamn things on a timer. You don't have the technology? Let me explain what kind of technology this godforsaken city has. Go take a little cruise down La Brea and hop a light. Just go plow through a hummingbird's ass beat after, go through Beverly after the light turns yellow. You will get something with a picture of you on it, along with the VIN number of your car in the mail 3 days later because three strobe lights hit you and five cameras shot off in less than a tenth of a second. I call that technology. See, the technology works just fine when they're making money.
Keeping you down.
Yeah, it doesn't work so good when it saves you time. Then they just become, you know, monkeys with an abacus. But they're computer geniuses when it comes to busting your ass and raising revenues. I say, just please, people, ignore these. Ignore these. I do it every time. You'll not get a ticket. Look behind you. If you don't see a cop behind you, go ahead. Look around. I'm now running red lights on the way here, by the way. It's liberating. Red lights, back when we cared, in the middle of the night, the wee hours when we travel, they didn't go red. They blinked. They flashed red. Mm-hmm. Because they said, well, at 4 in the morning, why does someone have to sit at a desolate intersection? There's no traffic on the street. We'll flash each way. Each car will stop coming each way, look around, it's safe, now we'll go.
Because they're probably wasted.
Use the same logic. Everybody. The man makes rules. The man is going to try to tell you what you can do in the bedroom with your old lady, but you don't listen to him, do you? Well, why should you listen to him on the road? Same difference. All right, ignore those arrows, please. I beg you. And if you get busted, call me. We'll work it out. I will pay for an attorney. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Hey, y'all. Adam Carolla here for GoldenPalace.net. If you enjoy gambling and you enjoy learning about gambling, then GoldenPalace.net's the place to go. You see, you don't want to go into a casino and get fleeced. And here's the thing. If you don't know your game, you will be beat by the game. Because they got the odds on you. And that's why you got to be smarter than they are. And here's what you do. You go to GoldenPalace.net and you learn how to win. It's a sport. Would you not agree, sports guy Damashek?
Absolutely.
Free blackjack, free craps, free poker, all your favorite games right there on GoldenPalace.net. goldenpalace.net. The road to winning starts at goldenpalace.net. And this could turn your entire life around. Kids hate you. Couple divorces under the belt. Boss had an ass full of you. You know how you rectify the whole thing?
Sports. I don't betting on it.
That's right. I don't like to use the word ass and rectify in the same sentence, but you go to goldenpalace.net. Check it out today.
Hey, it's the Adam Carolla Show. I'm drunk. Call Adam Carolla now at 866-901-ADAM.
Yeah. Hey, what music is that? Where'd that come from? It's pre-made, but pot yourself up, ironically, Michelle. See, it's tough when you do it to yourself. Now you know how we feel. What is that music? What is that music?
It was made in production. It's a rapper called K-Wan.
Yeah. Could you please burn it? why are we using it? And how does this work?
I'm sorry. Not burn it for so that you have a copy of it. Burn
no,
it.
No, no. I mean,
set flame
in a biblical
and,
way.
Right, yes.
Yeah.
Right, I wanted to clarify.
Yeah, sacrificial, ceremonial,
yes, right.
In a druid kind of way.
Right.
Here's the whole thing. I really do. You know, no wonder we never get to anything. But I really have this theory in life. There's a lot of stuff we just sit back and take. Trail mix. Again, it's one of the things we don't really like, but we eat thousands of metric tons of it a year as a country. No one's ever proclaimed how much they love trail mix. Oh, it's great. You got the little raisins and the little M&Ms and the little flavorless sunflower seeds all in the same handful. Nobody likes that. Everyone would prefer a thing of smoked almonds or some peanuts, but everyone just eats the trail mix anyway. I feel the same way about that crappy house background rappy whatever music. Nobody likes it.
All right, it's gone.
Nobody likes it, but in just a broader sense. Do you know anyone who ever says, oh, why can't we have more tech music behind more crappy automotive commercials or behind more traffic or behind... It's somebody made it the behind music, yet nobody likes it. Nobody. Nobody I know. And here's the other thing, too. There are cultural differences. Do we have to pretend like we're down with the black man 24 hours a day? Let's put it this way. Engineers, Michelle.
Yes.
Fire up. Do you have any ranchero music?
Yes, I do.
Do you have ranchero music? Now, I'm going to give you an example of another brand of music that blows ass. That just blows huge buffalo ass. This is ranchero music. As white people, we don't have to pretend that we're interested in ranchero music, do we? This is a different culture. This is their music. It sucks. Right. Does anyone have to... We don't have to pretend. Oh, yeah. Oh, no. I'm down. No. Are you kidding? Oh, no. Freddie and the Squeezers, I have them at home. They're awesome. Awesome stuff. No, man. No, I'm down. No one goes out and talks to the gardener and goes, oh, no, turn it up. No, I'm totally down with this. I got my iPod loaded up with this. Loaded. I'm loaded for bear with ranchero music. I love this stuff. It's awesome. We're going to catch a concert in a soccer stadium. It's awesome. But when it comes to tech and rap and stuff, we as white people have to pretend like we're down with it because we don't want to offend the black man. Well, I don't think it's offensive to them. I don't think it's offensive to Mexicans that we don't like ranchero music. They like that. Well, let them listen to it. Tech music, I don't know who listens to tech music. I'm tired of worrying about their sensibilities. It sucks. I don't want to hear it anymore. Get rid of it, please.
Gone.
Thank you. All right. Where was I?
You are wound up today, boy.
I just mean, how much of life do we just sort of close our eyes and just sort of take it? It's not a hard punch in the stomach, but it's a light, it's an annoying tap we get. Just take it. Everyone else likes it. Just take it. Everyone likes trail mix. People like the thick crust pizza. Just eat that. No, eat that. Take that. Do this. Do that. And here's the thing. I want to raise my hand and go, wait a minute. I'm going to take a vote. I don't think white people in their 30s and 40s like tech and house music behind everything. And I don't think intelligent people like trail mix by the barrel full. I'm taking a vote. And by the way, if we take the vote, we can get rid of it. Thank you.
I'll tell you, you know what's befuddling about that point that you're making is what confuses me is I don't know anyone.
Hold on a second. I don't like flavored coffee. This is the next one. I just took a sip of the hazelnut. Would you take it? Damashek, take a sip of this. I didn't know. I poured it in. I thought we'd straighten it out. It tastes like somebody took suntan lotion and dumped it into hot water, right? Coconut.
Tropical in flavoring, someone, which isn't a good thing.
Yeah,
some,
here's what it tastes like. I don't know why it ends up everything by default ends up tasting like coconut when you can't figure out what it is. All desserts, all sweet things eventually just taste like coconut if you screw them up enough. But this tastes like somebody boiled some water and then took a shot of Hawaiian Tropic and gave it a quick, just a depth charge of that. Just put a tumbler. Please, does anyone like it? Again, okay, add flavored coffee to the list with the trail mix, with the tech music. Does anyone like it? And if the answer is no, or it's 99% to the one stupid Brusca percent that does like the stupid flavored coffee, then let's get rid of it. Why are we all slowly suffering? We're all dying on the vine. Oh, I got the tech music playing over here. I got the handful of trail mix, and I have the crappy coffee. It tastes like suntan lotion. Beautiful. I hate it all, but not enough to ever do anything about it. Mm. Well, I'm doing something about it. I'm standing up. I don't know about you two, but I'm standing up. I'm taking a stand.
I'm with you. But here's the thing, though. I don't know anyone. I don't know. I've met no one in my life who enjoys Mariah Carey. You see?
Yeah.
So
yes.
you think you could categorize her in that. But then her record is number one. This confuses me to no end.
At least she has pipes. But watching, quiet, Brusky, with that crappy coffee, I have to punish you now.
Watching hazelnut.
Watching didn't taste like hazelnut, did it? I like hazelnut.
It tastes like badly flavored water.
That was actually
right?
Ted.
Dirty
who's
water.
To take care of your coffee, but so I'm not going to take the blame for this.
I can't imagine if Ted screwed up, but I refuse to believe it. As a matter of fact, but yes, it just tastes like water with a little coconut oil in it. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. Yes, Jessica Simpson at the People's Choice Awards, number one song in movies. These boots were made for walking. That horrible techno remake of a not-so-great song from 40 years ago that Jessica Simpson clumsily fumbles through is number one, everybody. Number one. The people have spoken.
America loves it.
America loves it. So you're right. Maybe we just have to move to your native Canada.
Speaking of which, she's got Hollywood Happenings.
Hey, Rachel Perry with her Hollywood Happenings.
So Sean Penn in the news this morning during an anti-war gathering in Sacramento. Sean Penn claimed he's so stressed out living under a Bush administration that it's made it difficult for him to quit smoking. It's good to blame that. Don't stop blaming the tobacco companies. Blame Bush.
So rough.
For everything.
I know. Hey, the guy's he's the number one terrorist in the world, Bush. Yeah. Must be horrible for all of us.
Kim Mathers has applied for a marriage license to marry Marshall Bruce Mathers III.
Eminem.
There you go. I wasn't sure.
Dear friend of mine. I'm down with him.
The wedding is, you know, should be happening very soon because they have 30 days from the application date to get married in Michigan. Melissa Joan Hart, Sabrina the Teenage Witch, gave birth yesterday in Los Angeles to a 9-pound baby boy. Oprah Winfrey called into Larry King last night. James Frey, the author of A Million Little Pieces, a memoir about his trials and tribulations and recovery as a drug addict, which, of course, was an Oprah Book Club selection. James Frey was a guest on Larry King last night, and the SmokingGun.com recently disputed the facts of his memoir, saying it was substantially fabricated.
Mm-hmm.
So James and his mother apparently very happy to hear from Oprah last night.
I feel about A Million Little Pieces that although some of the facts have been questioned, and people have a right to question because we live in a country that lets you do that, that the underlying message of redemption in James Frey's memoir still resonates with me, and I know that it resonates with millions of other people who have read this book.
Mm-hmm. So that's Oprah defending the man.
Defending the man. I've got something else if you want to hear it that she says. She kind of stutters. So play me the other thing that you got there.
So it's still an Oprah recommend, right?
Well, I certainly do recommend it for all. For all of the people out there. Well, you know what? I was really touched by the woman who called.
Really,
I think it was from Carmel.
Yeah.
Who said, as an addict, what do I do now? What do I do? Is this true? If you're an addict whose life has been moved
by
this story,
are we done with this, by the way?
No.
All right. We need to get here earlier. But the other thing we need to do as a country is stop reading books on drugs. I mean, aren't the libraries filled with shelves of these things? Do we need another book on addiction? Sorry, Dr. Drew, but do we? Do we? I mean, you know what you got to do. If you're strung out, you got to get sober. But are the answers in a book that hasn't been written yet or one that was written last week? Doesn't it seem like we sort of figured this one out? I mean, we come out with a new weight loss book every 10 minutes. Didn't we sort of figure this one out several hundred years ago? Stop eating so much and start moving a little bit. Did we figure this one out? Yes. Oh, yeah. Eat grapefruit and don't eat strudel. We figured this out. Did we not? Do we need... Isn't it amazing that we sell another book, that it makes the top 10 or the New York bestseller list? Another diet book? Another book about addiction? Another book about fixing your relationship? Doesn't seem like there's several hundred thousand of these books that there could be nothing left to cover.
And that, as far as that goes, same thing with the movies. How many times do we need to see movies about someone who is successful and then their life is ravaged by drugs? It turns out that if you start with the drugs, you
but
go
in
downhill.
Terms of repetition, if someone made Roadhouse 2, you'd be there tomorrow.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Oh,
yes. All right. Rachel?
Of course, we were talking about it yesterday. Angelina Jolie's pregnant. The picture on the cover of this week's People magazine, did you see it?
Yes.
Tells it all.
Yes.
She is very pregnant.
Yeah.
I was surprised that, I mean, there's been rumors, but she looks exceptionally pregnant than the last picture I'd seen. Nick Lachey said that when he was asked what he'd like... The qualities he'd like in his next girlfriend, he says, I hope that she'll at least respect my music.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Jess, well,
not so nice in that department.
Well, it's tough when you're a prodigy like Jessica Simpson, or nay, the whole Simpson family. When you come from a musical family like the Simpsons, I mean, it's like Beethoven got together with Steinway, the magical piano company, and they just created some incredible, they're savants. I mean, they're amazing. You can't respect some guy from some boy band when you're one of the Simpsons. I mean, you're blessed when you're touched by the hand of God with the kind of talent, musical talent that these two have. Probably there's probably other Simpson family members that are blessed as well. You can't expect to give respect here, even if he is your husband. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't need to respect your husband.
All right.
Yeah. So that's
you
all.
Cool?
That's all for now.
All right. Yeah.
Not a big news day.
Evidently. All right, I'm going to rail about traffic for about 4 more hours, and then you can welcome Frosty, Heidi, and Frank into the studio. Where the hell are we? We need to take a break, Breska?
Yes, we do.
All right, we will take ourselves a break. We'll be right back after this.
You're listening to Adam Carolla Show. Call him now. Now at 866-901-ADM.
Yeah. This is my life, except for you change the lyrics living after midnight to living after 5:30 in the evening. That's my life. The great Kevin Nealon has now entered the kitchen area and is staring at me like a giant sea bass in an aquarium. We'll bring him in just a second. But first, phone call. Somebody from Phoenix. Greg from Phoenix.
Hey.
You just got a ticket for running a red arrow?
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, I was traveling down Indian School, and there was no traffic, so I figured I'd take advantage of this little movement that you're trying to get across America, but it turned out to be a failure.
Now, the light was green.
The light was green.
But the arrow was red.
The arrow was red.
And there was no traffic.
Well, there was traffic, but it was a block down the road. It was a safe left turn.
Safe left turn, and yet you got a ticket.
That's right.
All right, so here's stage two. Stage one is we all need to do this. Stage two, if we do get cited, and don't let Greg from Phoenix deter you. I've done it 5,000 times and never been cited, and I do not exaggerate. I've done it for 5 years, about 3 times a day, every day. If you do get cited, then we must fight it. That's how we do it. We clog the system. You have to fight this, Greg.
You know, the problem I think I'm going to have here is I've gotten like 4 speeding tickets this year.
Mm-hmm.
This could stack the cards against the victory for us.
Well, try fighting it, because that's your only shot. Otherwise, you're going to get too many points on your record anyway. There's a chance the cop might not show up and you win.
Yeah, I've won quite a few of those over the years. I have this bad habit of collecting tickets for various reasons.
All right, well, listen, here's the deal. I didn't know I was dealing with a felon on the lam. Well, you know, you have to be a citizen, you have to pay your taxes, and then you fight. I didn't know you're running from Johnny Law.
Well, I wouldn't go quite that far.
You're a chronic perpetrator, yeah. Three-time loser.
Here's the problem. You know, I was picking up...
All right, listen, just great. Just fight it, please. And a quick coffee update. Big Tad, after I yelled at him to get rid of the suntan, the warm suntan lotion that Breska seems to enjoy... Maybe he just hates himself as a way of flogging himself, like he's in some horrible Middle Eastern culture. But after Big Tad poured me the Pete's coffee, he then dumped a ton of powdered whitener into the top of it, ignoring the milk that's in the refrigerator 10 feet away. And he filled it to the brim with the powdered whitener. So, of course, I had to dump that out and then go make myself my own coffee. Again, dumb people beat you on a technicality every time.
Powdered cream, incongruous.
Yes, and they don't even call it cream. They just call it whitener at this point. There must be, somebody must have sued them for having the word cream in it. And it's just whitener. It's essentially like taking erasers and banging them out above your coffee mug. We will take ourselves a break. Kevin Nealon, the always funny Kevin Nealon, will be in here. We got news, we got sports, many more things, all that. Maybe Tarantino as well after this. Yeah. A lot of people accuse the Ace Man of spending too much time on the computer. I have a chess game going with a guy, buddy of mine, never met, but he's a ham radio operator in Nova Scotia. It's been ongoing for 4 years. I go home, I hop right on the computer. We just continue. We pick up where we left off. The only annoying part is the spam. Pow, that pops up, and the commercials and the viruses. It really gets in the way of my chess game. That's why I started using Barracuda Networks. Barracuda Spam Firewall. It is a wall of fire between you and spam. And anyone who knows nature knows that there's no way anything can pass a wall of fire. Barracuda Network Spam Firewall eliminates spam and viruses within minutes. For a free evaluation, contact Barracuda Networks at 1-888-ANTI-SPAM. 1-888-ANTI-SPAM. Barracuda. Or you just go to the computer. Yeah, it's that thing we're going to protect you with. Go to that computer and just go on to BarracudaNetworks.com. Call now, 1-888-ANTI-SPAM. Reclaim your network. Call Barracuda Networks today.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, man. You are listening to the Adam Carolla Show. Call Adams now at 866-901. Adam, yeah, man.
All right, get rid of that one, too. I hate the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Really?
I really do. I don't even know why. Just don't like them.
Really?
I think they think they're cool. And anytime I think someone's cool other than me.
L.A. like you, though. I figured, you know,
no,
brothers.
Not interested. Well, here's the thing about being from L.A., unlike, you know, being from Chicago or New Mexico. Where are you from?
Pittsburgh. P.A., yeah.
You guys stick together. Here, it's every man for themselves. We're actually angry people are from L.A., whereas you would like a guy if you found out he was from your native Pittsburgh.
Sure.
Kevin Nealon, the great Kevin Nealon, is in studio. Kevin, good to see you.
Good to see you. Thank you very much. Please sit down, everybody. Please sit down.
Kevin, I would like to call a dear, dear friend. We've worked together on Crank Yankers, spent quality time in Las Vegas. Didn't we go see Siegfried and Roy?
No, we saw Siegfried.
Oh, just
this is after the.
Did we go? What did we do? We went to a gig or two. Did we not?
I don't think so. I don't even know who you are.
Oh, really?
No. Wow. We did Crank Yankers, and that was great. I don't know why that went off the air. What happened?
I think it was,
I thought
too,
it was funny.
It was funny, but it was too expensive.
Oh, the puppets.
Yeah. Being funny doesn't keep you on the air. Surely you know that.
Yeah, but couldn't you just do like the hand puppets instead of like all the...
You think we could do like a Senior Wences type of thing?
Yeah,
just
I think...
little lipstick and a shaved hand. It would be awesome. Yeah.
I think you just digress from the amount of money you have and just keep making it cheaper and cheaper every year.
It might make a comeback. You never know. Kevin is going to be at the Comedy Magic Club in Hermosa Beach coming up, tonight through Sunday. And also, second season of Weeds, which comes back to Showtime. December?
No. No, it'll be
oh, it was just renewed in December. All right, for a second season.
Okay, there you
go. I'll come back. Yeah, it's a good show. I like that show. And you don't smoke pot, ironically, right?
I don't smoke pot, no. And the stuff we use on the show, it's a lot of people ask. They say, what is that stuff you guys are smoking? And it's an herbal thing. And so is pot, though, isn't it?
I guess. I don't know. Technically, if it grows, can it be an herb? Or how do they define that? Something's a weed, something's a vegetable. Something's a shrub.
Well, one man's weed is another man's herb.
So you smoke what? What is it?
It's some kind of a herbal thing. And, you know, I don't smoke. So if you inhale anything, if you're, and you're not a smoker, it can make you lightheaded and dizzy. So we're both smoking, you know, on the couch. And we can't get off the couch because we're just so lightheaded. And we weren't sure whether it was actual pot or the herbal stuff, you know.
Well, back in the day when pot was just a bunch of twigs and leaves and stems and things like that, you'd smoke it and people would go, are you high? And you'd be like, I don't know. I think I feel right. something. Now, what you felt was hyperventilation. Yeah. You weren't high. You were hyperventilating. You're like, now stand up real fast. You feel dizzy? Yeah. All right. This is great ass.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, after the pilot, I had to sit in a car, you know, during the pilot and smoke a lot of this stuff. And the windows were closed. And that night, I woke up and my throat was on fire. I thought, oh, my God, I got throat cancer. For this silly pilot.
Just one day. Yeah. Just shooting a pilot. Didn't even know it was going to get picked up, and yet you're stricken with cancer. I don't know if I was talking to you about this before, Kevin, but pot was horrible back in the day. You had to smoke a trash bag full of it to catch half a buzz. And now the problem is it's gotten too good. Modern science has made it too good. It's got little purple hairs on it. It's sticky. It's just a bud and all that kind of stuff. We need to bring it down a little bit so that I can seem cool when I'm at parties and smoke the lower grade stuff. You know, the equivalent to the marijuana wine cooler. I don't want to drink straight Everclear, which is what it's turned into. And I want to be cool when I'm at a party and Mar hands me a joint, but I'll freak out now. And, you know, I was thinking about it. It's sort of, we've done this. Technology's gotten too good, and we have to reel it in. Take automotive racing. Take NASCAR. We have restrictor plates. The cars are going too fast. The technology got too good. The cars were going too fast. People were getting hurt, so they had to reel it in. We had to impose rules so that we could keep the sport alive. I'm saying you guys that are growing that crazy KGB hydroponic crap in your mom's basement, reel it in just a little bit. It's getting too good. It's turning into heroin. It's turning into, like, LSD at this point. I'm hallucinating.
Now, let's go back a little bit. You said that the pot now has purple hair in it.
Purple. You ever see, open up a High Times magazine and look at one of those buds. It's 8 foot long. It's as thick as a cheese wheel. It's got all orange hairs and the crystals. There's crystals forming on it. It's winking at you. I mean, it's crazy what we've done with science. It's crazy what we've done with this whole hydroponic thing. And the stuff is too potent. We just need to bring it back just a little bit.
It's an interesting culture, though, by the way, with the High Times. You know, if you want to smoke on the weed, you know, have at it. But it's a weird thing, the guy who devotes his life to it so thoroughly that he gets High Times and there's a centerfold of weed in there and they hang it up on their wall.
Yeah.
Yes. Look at that bud, dude. Look at those red hairs.
And
dude,
if you're High Times, if I'm High Times and I'm a monthly publication, I come out with five, maybe six issues a month, a year. You know what I mean? I'll go ahead. I'll do one in January and then repeat the exact same issue in May. And then do it again in December. Why? Why bother? You think you're going to get any complaint letters from anyone reading High Times?
They should have a magazine like Depressed Times. You know, just people for people that are depressed. You know, they could.
Speaking of that, we're going to need to talk about that. We got to do a little news on some sports. But last time I spoke to Kevin, he was a little depressed. He seems better now.
I was depressed.
You were depressed.
Really?
Yeah.
What year was this?
A year ago.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, you were down. Even Drew said it. I was high, but Drew wasn't, and Drew said you were depressed. But you're back.
Oh, I'm back. I'm back, baby.
Yeah, you're not happy, but you're not
when
depressed.
When I get depressed, it's only for like 10 minutes.
But Kevin's got two modes. He's got depressed and not depressed. He doesn't have the happy. He doesn't have the third mode. He can either be not depressed is the highest he can shoot for. Rachel Perry with the news, everybody.
Turkey.
Turkey, the man who shot and attempted to kill Pope John Paul II in 1981 was released from prison today. He was immediately taken to see if he was fit for military service, which is required by Turkish law, and one of his supporters threw flowers onto his car as it drove away.
Awesome. Let's get him out. Let's give him some flowers. Let's get him a gun. Let's get him going. Let's get back on his feet.
Yeah, yeah. Here's a guy that is good to have in the military if you have, ever have a war against popes.
Yeah, you know. you're up against the popes. This guy's your man. Yeah, let's get him in the marksman program. Yeah.
Well, things got heated yesterday between Senator Ted Kennedy and Senator Arlen Specter during the Senate Judiciary Committee hearings for Supreme Court nominee Samuel Alito. Let's listen to some of that. It's pretty long.
All right.
If it's really a matter of importance, you and I see each other all the time. You've never mentioned it to me. We actually didn't get a letter, but...
You did get a letter, are you saying?
Well, now, wait a minute. You don't know what I got. I'm about
to... Of course I do, sir, Senator, since I sent it.
Well, the sender doesn't necessarily know what the recipient gets, Senator Kennedy.
Yeah. I've got it right here.
You are not in the position
to two good Kennedys get the bullet, they're in the ground, and we're left with this one.
Bear with me for just 1 minute.
But I am in a position to say what I sent.
Ted Kennedy is the only guy who's actually... more exaggerated and uglier than caricature drawings of him. Like, most of the time, you see the caricature drawing, the guy doesn't look that bad, his nose isn't that big, his eyes aren't that baggy. He actually looks worse than the bad drawings in the Post. That's it. That takes something. That's some doing, but he's actually done it. All right, go ahead, Rachel.
Also, yesterday, Alito's wife left the hearings in tears.
Mm.
She's crying.
What? Sad. Well, he's being picked on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I haven't been following the news with this whole thing. Is this the guy that was the judge on the Simpson case?
No, that's Ito.
Oh, Ito. I'm sorry. Okay.
It's Judge Ito.
Okay.
I didn't know.
Okay.
For a second, I didn't know which Simpson you were talking about. I was like, what? Jessica? Palmer? Yeah. I didn't know.
That's Ito.
A man in Ohio could get up to 6 months in prison for throwing a sex toy at his girlfriend and injuring her so badly that she needed 6 stitches. Excel Bradley was convicted of domestic violence for throwing what was basically described as a large sex toy.
Wow.
Yeah.
What kind of sex toy?
A pleasure brick. It's called a pleasure. It's a cinder block size pleasure. I don't know what you do with it. It seems... Let's go ahead and make it in the shape of a phallus next time. You're making any money in that department, but it's cinder block size, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, marital aid. They call it. Yeah. I like when you go. I used to go to the Army surplus store, and they'd have those marital aids, as they called them, the sort of just vibrators for sale behind the counter when you checked out. And it was always the same. It was the drawing of the chick reaching around and putting it on her back, upper shoulders. That's right. Really relieve that tension. That's where it's going. I'm sure that's where it's going. Anytime they draw a picture showing you where it's going, it's not going there.
And finally, a federal judge has begun selecting a jury for the trial of Richard Hatch, who was, you remember, the original survivor?
Yeah.
Sure. Who?
At the light.
With what?
He's at the light.
Oh, yeah. Just a joy.
Yeah.
He pled not guilty to tax evasion, filing a false return, wire fraud, bank fraud, and mail fraud charges. He failed to pay income tax on his $1 million winnings from the show and other income and could face up to 10 years in jail and $500,000 fine.
Mail fraud would be a good name for a gay bar.
Yeah,
write that down, Neil.
Mail fraud.
Yeah, because this comedy thing's not going on forever.
I hear you, man. I hear you.
In fact, it may end this morning. You and I, we're always looking for an investment.
It's more of a transvestite bar, though, right? Mail fraud.
Yeah,
right.
It's a tranny bar. Yeah. Perfect.
Richard Hatch was better off on the island, I think.
He really was.
Yeah.
He's probably more popular, too.
Yeah.
Oh, when bad things happen to good people.
It's time for Dave Damashek's number one sports. Number one sports. Do it, Dave.
NBA last night. Kobe scores 41, but Lakers lose to the Trailblazers. Seattle wins. Sacramento wins. Golden State drops one, though, to Shaq and his new pals from Miami. Three ranked Pac-10 teams in action tonight. Number 25, Arizona at Oregon State. Number 12, UCLA hosts Washington State. And number 13, Washington visits us here, specifically USC. Speaking of USC, their running back, Lendell White, announced he's headed to the NFL yesterday. His pal, Reggie Bush, is expected to join him at a press conference today. In spite of the major shoulder surgery he just had, San Diego QB Drew Brees says he and the Chargers both want to work out a long-term deal to keep him in town. Looks like the 49ers are about to lose their offensive coordinator. Reports say Mike McCarthy is going to Green Bay to be their new head coach.
They have an offensive coordinator?
I know. It seems like a strange hire.
They scored
yes?
four touchdowns
yes.
last year.
Curious.
Yeah. I didn't know they had one.
Day after tomorrow, round two of the NFL playoffs. In the NFC, it's Redskins at number one Seattle, number one seed Seattle, and Carolina's at the Bears. AFC, Denver hosts New England, and the Pittsburgh Steelers go to the Colts, the regular season's best team.
Are you a fan? I know you're from Pittsburgh. You ever watch the Steelers?
Yes, I happen to be a fan. If I'm home and they're on, I'll put an eye on it, yeah.
Hey, where's Reggie Bush going? Where do you think he's going?
Well, they were saying that he was bound for the Houston Texans, guaranteed.
Now.
But now, Houston native Vince Young is mm-hmm. now putting pressure on them. He wants to go there. You know, he wants to be in Houston. And he said, hey, I'm here. Take me. Literally, I think this is what he said. Take me, Houston Texans. And now the entire city wants to have their native son, the hero. They want him there. But they already have a QB.
Yeah.
So I predict that Reggie Bush winds up in New Orleans. Poor fella.
I think Reggie Bush is arguably the greatest running back from USC that hasn't stabbed his wife.
Yeah, I can't argue with that. It's hard to argue with that. The other thing, too, is if you're Bush and you do end up in Texas, imagine how much pressure there is. You know what I'm saying? If you're not rookie of the year, everyone's PO'd because they should have taken Vince Young.
Right.
It's going to be hard to get
That's
out
exactly
from under that
right.
shadow.
Yeah, once you declare, I want to be on your team, and I'm from this city, and it will be a beautiful marriage for a decade or more. And then if you pass on him, and now he goes off to New Orleans and thrives, now everyone will hate you, will hate the organization for that taking you.
Right. Yeah. Bush out of Texas, I say.
Dave Damashek's number one sports.
It certainly is. All right, we will take ourselves a little break. Kevin Nealon is here. I got things to play with Nealon. I think we may do a little motorcycle or gay porn.
Yeah, we could do that.
We may. You never know if Quentin Tarantino is showing up. Either way, we're going to do a little review of his movie coming up. And much, much more. All that after this. Anyone who knows me knows I'm a car man. Not a two-wheel guy, not a three-wheel guy, not a five-wheel guy. Four-wheel Corolla. That's what they call me in high school.
In my book, that's the right way to do it.
Yeah.
Four wheels.
Yeah, I think my dad got me into cars early on when he bought that bone stock four-speed Volkswagen Rabbit in 1976. That's where I was first introduced to love of automobiles, a cheap bastard. Well, I'll tell you someone who does like cars, Chevy. Chevy and GM. They love them so much they want you to have theirs, and they're lowering the sticker price on all of them. The MSRP is lowered on every GM and every Chevy. Go to Chevy.com and check it out for yourself. Chevy, it's number one. They got Corvettes. They got Tahoes. They got everything over there. If you need to get from point A to point what?
Z.
Not B.
No.
Z. B too close, we figured out.
C is too close.
All the way.
Yeah, just point A to point C. Yeah. You do it in a Chevy. Again, go to Chevy.com. Check it out for yourself.
You're listening to the Adam Carolla Show. Call Adam now at 866-901-ADAM.
Yeah. Kevin Nealon is in studio today. Kevin can be found at the Comedy and Magic Club in Hermosa Beach today through Sunday.
By the way, very, very funny.
Nealon.
Yeah, very funny.
Funnier than people know.
People don't know I do stand-up comedy.
No, they don't. Even people that go to the show.
No, they don't know. No. I have to explain it to them afterwards.
Hour and a half of watching Nealon do stand-up and have no idea what he does.
What was that?
Why is that guy occupying the stage for so long?
Yeah, I recognize him, but what does he do?
Yeah, I mean, if there's an announcement to make, please make it. Let's move on with the mirth. Why do you have to filibust up there telling your stories for an hour and a half twice on Saturday? Give me a break.
No.
Yeah.
Funny.
No,
funny.
If you go and see Kevin do stand up, you will pretty much know that he does stand up.
Oh,
I'll tell you that right
very,
now.
Very, very funny.
Very much so.
Very funny.
Funny.
Clever.
Quietly funny.
Quietly, subtly.
Subtly, quietly funny. Watch. Watch how funny Nealon. Nealon, don't even say anything for a second. Yeah, let me just check you out.
Yeah.
All right.
So funny.
That's good stuff. All right. Stop it. Right. Stop it.
All right.
That's awesome.
Oh!
Take that.
Please keep talking so I won't laugh.
You should do that Saturday night for sure.
Oh, yeah. No, give him the silent treatment.
Now, Adam, you've done stand-up, haven't you?
I did it a little bit. I was confused.
What do you mean a little bit?
Well,
do like a two-minute set?
I would go, okay, when I was, like 20, I was remodeling a house in the hills next to Jay Leno's, across the street from Jay Leno's house. Now this is 20 years ago, and Jay Leno's a working comic, but he's not Jay Leno at this point. But I sort of liked comedy, and I kind of recognized him out working on his motorcycles every morning. So I went over there. Right across the street after we finished work, and I would ask him, you know, about comedy, about whatever. And he told me to go to the Deli Smoker in Studio City.
I worked there.
Did you?
I did work there. It's got sawdust on the floor.
Yeah.
They had booths, none of them facing the little stage they set up in the corner. If you're a comic, you had to get there first and set up the mic stand. I worked there once, and there was four people in a booth. And I started the show, and nobody else came in, and they left. They finished their dinner and they left in the middle of the show.
And there was some sort of pole that obviously some structural engineer had them add long after it was built that was directly in eyesight of the stage. So sort of, you had to work around this pole. It was like in the old NFL days when the goalpost was right in the middle. You just have to sort of work around it a little bit. But yeah, he told me go down there and do some stand up and, that I did. And I hated it. I wasn't any good at it. I did it a couple times. The open mic experience, for those of you who haven't tried it, is humiliating. It is. Yeah. It is a long wait. It's always run by a bitter comedian.
Yeah, that's right.
That's the best part. Some guy named Artie who couldn't make it to the main stage, and now he's in charge of the retards that think they're funny, and he's PO'd because he never did make it. So he's like, "All right, I'm gonna put your thing in a hat. I'm gonna pull your name and be funny for Christ's sake." Now look, I'm gonna hit you, and nobody wants to hear stories. Okay, they want to hear jokes. Okay, and here's an example. You're gonna get 3 minutes. You're getting 3 minutes. Okay. When the head of Eddie Cantor lights up, you got 30 seconds, okay? All right, hit you with the flashlight. Tell your last joke. If you don't tell your last joke, we shut the power, we flick the lights, and we go home and sodomize your mom. All right, let's go, and let's be funny. Come on, guys. Don't tell stories. Tell jokes. Come on.
Yeah.
That's about it. And then you wait around. You wait around for 6 hours.
And then a bunch of his friends come in, and you end up getting on like at 1:30 when just the janitor's out there.
Right, right. You're number 27. And out of 30, but the problem is at number 26, Pauly Shore waltzes in and wants to test out some new material for an MTV program he's got coming up. So Pauly's just up on stage with a notebook for 45 minutes now, like, yeah. And you're just like, you're going, okay, what is he doing up here? I got 3 minutes I'm supposed to do. Where's his flashlight? Someone go light up Eddie Cantor's head over there, would you please? Point is, it's a miserable experience, and that's about all I did. But Kevin Nealon, and like, again, a lot of people don't know it. Funny stand-up.
Oh, God.
Funny stuff.
God. You know, you don't expect it.
No, not out of Nealon.
But then when he comes in, you know, good stuff.
I'll tell you, funny even when he's not talking. That's just one more time. Let's just try
it.
Just
hang on. Let me set it up for you. Hang on.
All right,
do it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to use that one.
Yeah.
Do you
mind? It hurts my face, though. You know, it hurts when I do that.
Yeah, it hurts my side. I laugh so hard. That's great stuff. Kevin Nealon, Comedy Magic Club, Hermosa Beach, tonight all through the weekend. And two silent shows, Saturday and Friday, Saturday?
No, just the first show on Saturday.
Just the first show.
Yeah.
Silent show.
Yeah.
And then you'll be talking.
Possibly.
All right, so you want to see that first show.
Yeah,
if you're going to be in the Hermosa area,
you definitely
want to get out and catch that first show. Kevin Nealon, everybody. Phone number, 866-901-ADAM. Got a question for Kevin about Weeds, which is coming back on, as I hear. Showtime. Daniel?
Yeah, hey, what's up, Adam?
What's up?
Hey, not much. Hey, big fan. Hey, so if those puppets were too expensive on Crate and Cakers, why don't you do some kind of animation thing?
I think that's even more. Yeah.
Hey, Kevin, I wanted to ask, you guys touched base a little. You didn't really say what the date was when Weeds was coming back.
You know, I'm not sure when it's coming back. We start taping again in April, so probably in the summer sometime.
So they've been going on the board and everything and, you know, checking it out and trying to figure it out. But
what board are you going on?
The Showtime message board.
Oh. Yeah, they don't know anything.
So is there, like, any hints you can give us what's going to happen in the second season or what?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
You haven't seen any of the scripts.
I think Kiefer Sutherland will... Oh, no, that's a different show.
Yeah, that's 24,
yeah.
All right. Well, hey, I'm a huge fan, Kevin. Thanks a lot, man.
Thanks.
Thanks, Dan. We have someone, we got to play Motorcycle or Gay Porn with Kevin Nealon.
Yeah.
Somebody saw Kevin do stand-up. Mark.
Yes.
Did you see Kevin doing stand-up?
Yeah, definitely saw Kevin at the Comedy Store. I believe it was right after the LA riots.
Did you know he was doing stand-up?
No, we went for a good time out in the town and get some laughs.
No, I mean while he was doing stand-up for you.
Actually, the great thing with Kevin is Adam Sandler was on stage that night, and nobody was getting Adam. He was doing some of the stuff he does now that everybody thinks is so funny, but the room was dead.
Mm-hmm. And then Nealon came up and what?
Kevin came out the back and bailed him out, started cracking jokes in the back of the room.
Yeah.
Didn't know it was Kevin.
Yeah.
It was hysterical.
Yeah, what happened to that kid, Sandler?
Sandler?
No, I think he went on to make a movie.
Over at the Deli Smoker still?
It's very funny.
Still around.
I like Sandler. I think he's got a good sense of humor. Very smart.
All right, so you saw... So that was right after the L.A. riots. So that was 13 years ago? L.A. riots. All right, let's play this game, shall we, Kevin?
All right.
You poised?
Yeah, I'm ready to go.
You ready to go?
Right, let me just understand this before we get this going. It's motorcycles and gay porn?
Or gay porn.
Or gay porn.
I'm going to give you the title.
Okay.
Or the name of either a gay porn feature or an actual motorcycle. These are actual gay porns and actual motorcycles.
Okay.
And you tell me which one. Which one is it?
And why?
Yeah. And why, if you can. Again, before we do, just give me the silent. Just do me the bit one more time. Are you ready? All right, stop it now. I got to continue.
Right. I didn't know you were such a fan of that.
Ooh, I love it.
Right.
I love it. I don't like the talking so much, but I love that silent thing.
Rachel doesn't know what's going on.
No, she doesn't. That's right.
Wait, you want to see it, Rachel?
I'm laughing
check
on the
out.
Inside.
Check it out.
Wait, all right. I didn't get it. Can you say, I don't get it.
All right, here we go.
Wait.
I'm sorry. You're doing it to Rachel. Hold on. I'm not going to watch. I can't stop. Hold on.
I just didn't understand the punchline. Oh, now I get it. Oh, that is funny.
That's good. That's awesome stuff.
That sounded patronizing.
All right. You ready?
No, that was funny.
No, she's
ready to move forward? Do we have any gay or motorcycle music here?
No, we don't.
Okay. I'll check next time off the air. You ready, Kevin?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, is it a motorcycle or is it a gay porn? Wide Glide.
Wide Glide is a motorcycle.
It is a motorcycle.
You're correct.
You're correct.
Yeah, and I'll tell you why.
Harley Davidson. Why?
It's a Harley Davidson, and they have those types of names.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Most motorcycles do.
And this motorcycle is particularly good at gliding.
Yeah.
Do you know this particular one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Okay.
Intruder.
Intruder is also a motorcycle.
Yes.
Two for two.
Yeah. Two for two.
And I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because it gets into places that it shouldn't be.
Yeah.
I.e. trouble.
Yeah, the intruder. It will. Night Rod.
Don't do it, Brad. Come on.
Night Rod is actually a motorcycle.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. 3 for 3.
Yeah.
That one's suspicious.
Night Rod. Mm-hmm. It's a motorcycle that was actually marketed for people 17 to 25.
Mm-hmm.
People that stay out late at night.
The Night Rod.
Yeah, that are looking for action.
Specifically for people who ride motorcycles when they're loaded.
At night.
Mirage.
Mirage?
Mirage. Come on, you gotta
Mirage,
answer. You
can't Mirage do that is actually a, neither.
Neither?
Neither.
No, Mirage. It's one or the other.
Oh, it is, okay. Mirage is actually a motorcycle.
No, gay porn.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I would have thought you would have known that.
Yeah. You'd think just because he has it on beta.
Mirage.
Disc and VHS that he would know it.
But it would be a good motorcycle.
It would be a good one. All right.
And I'll tell you why.
Three out of four.
Okay, three out of four. What do I need to get? How many do I need to get?
I don't know.
To win whatever I'm going to win.
I'll tell you what we need to get to. We need to get to 737.
All right, let's go.
And then we can go to commercial. That's our goal, right, really.
Try to pick up the pace a little bit.
I'll see if I can do that. Easy Rider.
Easy Rider is a porn movie.
Yes. Four for five.
Well done. That seemed like a trick. It was a trap.
Not bad at all. Eliminator.
Eliminator is a motorcycle.
Yes, that's
Thank
true.
You.
Greenhorn.
Porno movie.
Yes. Wow. Yeah, both. you are one or the other. Superglide.
Porno.
No, motorcycle.
That was my second guess.
Yeah, I know, a second. I'll do the last one. Let's
Easy
see.
Glide is a motorcycle?
Yeah.
Next.
Super Glide, Wide Glide, all motorcycles. Rawhide.
That's porno.
Yeah, it's actually a gay bar. We're going for a smart cocktail after the show. You want to join? All right, we're going to take a break. Kevin Nealon is here. Kevin, just do the silent. This one more.
Okay,
just one more.
I'm running out of faces.
Just,
here we go.
It breaks me up. I'm not going to whip myself. Woo. All right, we'll be back with more of that stellar silent humor after this. Brother P-Touch. It's called the Brother P-Touch. It's not a coincidence. I look at it as a family member. Actually, more than a family member. I mean, a Damashek family member. Tight bond. I have two of them. Actually, three. They gave me one for free, and I use that one. I actually have labeled my three P-Touch labelers with a label. Small, medium, and large. Huey, Dewey, and Chewy. Or maybe it's Louie. 1, 2, and 3.
Well, for your family, perhaps it would be wise to label you Adam so that they would recognize you when they see you, yes?
Ouch, and yes. My dad could have gotten himself $10,000 if he would have put a label of the call numbers on K-Rock, the station I formerly used to be on his radio. But let's not digress. P-Touch labelers. Here's the deal. They're under $30. It seems amazing. What a time we're living in. Brother P-Touch electronic labeling systems are available at Staples, Office Max, Office Depot, and other fine retailers. See brother.com for more info. That's brother.com. And go out and start labeling.
You're listening to The Adam Carolla Show. Call Adam now at 866-901-ADAM.
Yeah. That's right, 866-901-ADAM. Kevin Nealon is here. He's going to be at the Comedy and Magic Club in Hermosa Beach
today. Very funny.
Yeah.
Very funny.
Funny.
Yeah.
Funny.
Yeah.
Not in person, but funny.
No.
Funny. He'll be giving you the silent treatment. Yeah. I can't even talk about it. Kevin Nealon is going to be there. And then new season of Weeds coming out on Showtime. And currently in Grandma's Boy.
Yeah.
Which is out.
Funny.
In
Very
movies.
Funny.
Good stuff. Good stuff. All right. Now, when we left off at the end of the show yesterday, we found out a few things about our cast here. One is that Booker, Super Booker, Mike August, the kind of guy...
Power Booker,
the kind of guy who can get Ron Popeil on the phone but can't get Quentin Tarantino in studio. And that's what you want out of a booker. A 7-year-old blowhard with purple hair who's yelling about an egg scrambler, but not Quentin Tarantino in studio. That's what you're looking for. So we have Mike August, power booker. in here. He has not been laid in somewhere around 4 years, yes?
That's the past, Adam. Let's talk about the glorious future that
All
you're
right.
creating for me.
Also, Big Tad, who has not been laid in two years.
Yeah.
2 years plus?
Plus. Okay, you can say that.
Yeah. I would say you're round down when it comes to, you know, when it comes to income, you round up. When it comes to months or years since you got laid, you always round down. I'm guessing it's somewhere around 2 years, 9 or 10 months, right?
Sure.
Break it down, Tad, really. Is it closer to 3 years?
No, it's 2 years. It is 2 years.
Plus. Okay. Now, Big Tad has an excuse. He lives at home, and his mom works at a potato chip factory.
Okay, my mom does not work there anymore. It was back in the past. She's retired.
She's retired from the chip sorting belt.
Yeah.
And now lives at home full-time with Big Tad, which makes him pleasuring himself considering the computer's in the family room.
No, it's in my room. It's smart. In my room.
She got smart.
Yeah.
She moved it in there. Let the mountain come to Mohammed. She got tired of taking the pledge and the Febreze to that thing and said, forget it. I'm moving it into the kids' room. And let me just say this before we move on. A lot of people have roommates. They live at home. They get in these arguments. You know, I remember when I was coming up, I had three roommates. And who's going to get the VCR? They're in college. Who's going to get the DVD player? Who's going to let your roommate have it? You go in his room and beat off. Otherwise, don't be the one who gets the DVD player in his room. He'll be doing his business in your room. That's the way it works. And I think Big Tad's mom understood that, yes?
Yes.
Many years of sorting chips made her a wise, wise individual. Now, Big Tad hasn't been laid in a couple of years. Mike hasn't been about 4 years. And I noticed that there was a lot of super foxes running around in the sales area of the station.
True.
I don't know if it's a Brittany. I don't know if it's a prerequisite, and don't be modest. Speaking of the microphone, there, pull it down. Be a gentleman, would you, Mike?
Yeah.
Sorry. Mike's been rude all day.
Brittany's a sales. Brittany, how old are you, by the way?
I'm 22.
22.
Ooh,
beautiful, pearly white teeth, long blonde hair, and a bosom that won't quit. What are you a solid C cup or D cup?
I'm actually a solid C cup.
Solid C.
I'm proud of it.
Solid C and a natural solid C.
Everything you see here.
Everything is
there. Blonde hair. It's a little touched up.
A little touched up.
Natural.
All right. And a good, I don't even know what number to give you, but you shouldn't be selling things for a living. You should be the product.
That's true.
Yeah.
I'll think about that.
I would buy you in a second. Use you and take you back.
Thank you.
Yeah. Be awesome. Say you didn't fit. All right.
By the way, you can see the lovely Levy Brittany on MySpace.
Oh, really?
What's that handle?
Oh, man.
Do we really have to go?
Yes, we do.
Yeah,
it's
people
Brittany
should know.
Rears, which is Brittany a porn Rears. Star. That's not me.
That's
it's
a motorcycle.
Just a nickname.
Motorcycle?
We're not playing. No.
Oh, no.
We're not playing it anymore.
Okay.
Hold on, Kevin. Don't talk for a second.
Okay.
Hold on, Mike. We're doing the silent thing.
All right, sir.
Ready?
I didn't know you liked this much.
Just come on. Here we go. Humor.
It's good stuff.
Comedy Magic Club for Mouse Beach coming up. So the point is Brittany's is a fox, and we thought it would be nice if she went out and sort of put her big toe in each boy's pool, test the water, see how the dating went. What's going wrong? What are they doing wrong? For Tad, it's a little more obvious. For Mike, I'm not sure what's going wrong. Maybe this is some sort of self-imposed genital exile.
Maybe
I don't
I'm looking
know.
For something more, Ace. Maybe I'm looking for something
more. But not more than Brittany. You would be very happy with Brittany.
Brittany is fantastic. I have to thank
And watch out, because this guy's like a time bomb, because it has now been 72 hours since you've had at yourself.
That is absolutely true. I'm begging you to release me. Curse.
I figured out that part of the problem with Mike is that he was pleasuring himself almost every night and had lost the eye of the tiger. A man needs motivation when he leaves the house in the morning, and if you're draining your tank before you leave, you have no interest. Exactly. What gets you going? That's great stuff. All right, let's figure out and listen to what Brittany had to say about our two young candidates yesterday. Brittany, what number do we give?
I'm going to give him a 10.
Oh! That's Big Tad.
Let me explain.
Minus the zero.
Oh. Yeah. Now, women.
That was a joke.
You girls have this mantra that you always repeat that it's the personality and it's the sense of humor. We know it's nonsense. Big Tad has a weight issue. Tad, how much do you weigh?
About 325.
About 325. And what do you go? About 6 foot?
Yeah.
About 6 foot. Yeah. And that's what's getting in the way of him and the ladies. But, Brittany, do you think you could ever see past that vast waistline into Tad's heart?
I have done that before with guys that I've dated. I mean, if you looked at my past relationships, if you looked at the guys I've dated, you wouldn't necessarily say that they were gorgeous or some of them not even good looking. I mean, I really do. I'm not just saying that. I go for personality and.
But they weren't Big Tad.
They weren't Big Tad.
No, they had a little. They may have had a love handle on one side.
Yes.
But they were not Big Tad.
They weren't Big Tad.
Right. Now, could you ever. Is there enough booze in Southern California to ever really. Have you climbed that mountain?
You can never say never. So I couldn't say, but, you know, in the whole scheme of things, he's not really my type in general anyways.
Mm-hmm.
But you never know.
All right.
You never know.
Where, Tad, you know, you're going to take Brittany out, and Mike, you're going to take Brittany out, and we're going to get a report from Brittany on how you did. What's the plan?
I didn't know I was supposed to have a plan yet, so I have no idea.
All right. That's good.
Dinner, great start.
Dinner?
Dinner, yeah.
Dinner, shocking, it involves food. Mike?
Dinner, dancing.
Other activities.
And then who knows?
You don't dance. But please do me a favor, pleasure yourself so you don't explode out on the dance floor.
Brittany, let me ask you this one question, if I could.
Sure.
Would you not go out with someone just because they had a bad personality?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
That is so shallow.
Yeah, really sweet. All right. So, Brittany, you will go out with Mike, you will go out with Tad, and you'll report back to us.
I definitely will.
All right. And I only asked for 3 days, Mike, so if you want to go to the bathroom and do your business.
That's, I want to go see Brittany's site again. You've got to check out this MySpace site.
Really?
Okay. Lingerie shots.
Oh, really?
Multiple chick shots.
Really?
No guys. Brittany and friends, all wall to wall.
Right. But at this point, after 72 hours, you could stare at a toaster and get aroused, right? Tad could do it anyway. All right. I want to thank you guys, Skedaddle. I want to thank Kevin Nealon for coming in here. He's going to be at the Comedy Magic Club in Hermosa Beach tonight through Sunday. Silent. One more. Just a clicky. God, I love it. You want to see that? You want to see it? You go to Hermosa Beach tonight. Also, Weeds coming back on Showtime, and of course, Grandma's Boy out in theaters as we speak. We'll be back with news and sports, and possibly Quentin Tarantino after this. Yeah, everybody. Adam Carolla here, car guy. Chevy car guy. Chevy's lowered its sticker price. That's right. MSRP on everything. All down. Impala SS's, Corvette Z06's. I was thinking about that last night as I toss and turn in my bed and a puddle of flop sweat. And I thought to myself, really, the Chevy Z06 will beat anything up to $100,000. Why should you lower it? It's already half the price of cars that it's twice the car of. Do you need to lower it? Well, the good people at Chevy say yes. All new Tahoes lowered, everything lowered. Absolutely every car, truck, SUV they build. Check out how Chevy stacks up against the competition head-to-head. Go to Edmunds.com and click on Chevy head-to-head. Check out the prices and specs of every one of them. Dave, I know you're a car guy because
absolutely.
You're half Jewish. Well,
I think
Pittsburgh.
The lowering of the price is just an indication. You're dealing with Americans, not those phony foreigners in their cars. You know, go American. Go
That's
Chevy.
That's right. That's what Uncle Sam drives, a Chevy.
It's the Adam Carolla Show. Call Adam Carolla now. 866-901-ADAM.
Got a good long intro. Yeah. That's true. 1-866-901-ADAM. That's me. Kevin Nealon has left the building. I wonder if he's not talking right now. Just makes me laugh just thinking about him driving and not talking. Funny, funny cat. Speaking of talking. Samson?
Adam.
Carolla.
Yeah. Come on.
I'm sorry. I wanted to replace the pool game, the children's pool game, Marco Polo, with Adam Carolla.
Was
a plan of mine. Why not? This guy's had an 800-year run.
Right.
No one even knows what he did anymore. And he may not have done anything. This could all have been hearsay. Oh, he went to China and opened some spice route or something. Maybe. Maybe not. We didn't have video cameras back then. We'll never know. Point is, Adam Carolla, we do know, has done important things in his life. And let's just change the pool name.
This will reinvigorate the sport for a new generation.
Oh, and imagine the delight when my young children eventually get to the age where they can play their father's name in the pool. Adam, fish out of water. Awesome. There's only one way we can do this, and that's with your help. Go ahead, Samson.
Should we try it again? Adam!
No, you got to do it sing-songy.
Oh, Adam!
No. Hold on a second.
Adam.
Oh, yes. One thing I learned when I tried to impose this on everyone is people did not know the cadence of Marco Polo, the game. It's Marco Polo! It's not Marco Polo! It's... Now, fish out of water you spit out, but the Marco... You do it sing-songy.
Right.
Adam
Carolla. That's how it goes. All right. I am so sorry. Sam?
Sam? Try one last time?
No.
Oh, okay.
Tell me your story.
Well, basically, I'm a limousine driver here in Los Angeles, and I thought you might find this interesting in your viewers, that I actually got slapped. I was driving around four lovely lesbian ladies, lipstick, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, basically, all these ladies got in my car. They were acting all wild, talking about, you know, how they're just going to find all these ladies at the bar, and I'm going to eat box. I don't know if I can say that.
Yeah.
Best to
ask before you say stuff and not ask after you say it, but go ahead.
Yeah, my mother.
Like, don't punch anyone in the face and then go, I don't know if I can punch you.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
But so I'm driving them around and everything is fine. And then basically, when they come out of the first club, these girls are raging drunk. I mean, they're taking shots in the back of the limousine off of each other, you know, their breaths, everything. And so they come out of the club, and they start, you know, two of them basically are puking now.
David Alan Greer snoring, Mike. Not that snoring. Go ahead, sorry.
No, that's okay. And, so basically, I told them, I said, look, miss, you guys are my clients. I love you, everything, but you really have to throw up outside of the limousine, I said, because I'm responsible for cleaning it up.
How much vomit have you cleaned in your days driving a limo?
A decent amount. I've actually cleaned up diarrhea once, and I won't go into that story.
Wow. Wow.
And so
cut to the chase. Did they get it on in the back of the limo?
Yeah. No. The girls were full on getting it on, so I'm
totally
driving.
Naked? Are they naked?
G-string, down to G-string.
Mm.
And this is the job. This is the life of a limousine driver right here. I mean, this kind of stuff happens all the time.
Sure. That's why everyone's trying to get into it.
You know.
Yeah.
And, but so these girls are making out. So I told these girls, I started complaining. I just said, miss, you know, please, you can't throw up in the back seat. Try and get it out the door. So I stopped for him. And the lady was just very belligerent drunk, and she started telling me, oh, it's because I'm black. And I said, no, miss. I said, you know, that's my people right there. I said, of course not. And before I knew it,
you're black yourself?
No, but I'm
oh, then it's condescending. Then it's condescending.
Yeah, but I'm a token white boy, so
all right.
I've earned my stripes.
Listen, is your name Samson?
Yes, sir.
But no P?
No P.
All right. Let me just ask you this. Please get to the sex part very quickly. But secondly, let me ask you an etiquette question.
Yes, of course.
Yes. I always want to put the partition up when I get into the limousine, but I feel like it's a slight to the driver. And I think he thinks I'm going to be, you know, in there doing something weird with Kimmel. Something that it's really, I just don't want him overhearing what we have to say. It's like when I go to a restaurant and a few buddies, I don't like it when they sit you down to that lone, next to that lone person who's reading who could overhear everything you're saying. I just want to roll the thing up, but I don't want them to think I'm a snob. So
yeah,
what's etiquette?
I'll give the approval, Adam. The etiquette is you do whatever the hell you want. You know,
but here's what would be nice. What would be nice is if limo drivers could offer it up or pick you up that way. Just do it. Like, there should be a protocol. What they should do is limo drivers should say, all right, we'll be going to such and such hotel. Would you like me to put up the partition? Or just say, we'll be going to such and such hotel. Enjoy. And then roll it up. If there's a problem, I'll roll it down and we'll talk. Instead of that, weird thing where halfway into the drive, you have to try to sneak it up because you don't want them giving you the stink eye through the rear view mirror. Why don't you guys do that?
I mean, as a driver, I feel that uncomfortability, and I actually will offer that up from now on.
Please, please. And, all right, so did the lesbians get it on or not?
The lesbians did get it on before they threw up, but after they threw up, like I said, the one girl called racist on me and actually slapped me across the face.
Wow. Are you suing?
Yeah. Needless to say, I didn't get a tip, and it wasn't on my part. I mean,
All right. I need the entire night story. I was trying to get to the racy lesbian story. Okay. Now, we ready to do a little news, Rachel Perry?
I believe so. Well, things got heated yesterday between Senator Ted Kennedy and Senator Arlen Specter during the Senate Judiciary Committee hearings for Supreme Court nominee Samuel Alito. They clashed over some documents, which Kennedy threatened to subpoena, and just went off from there.
If it's really a matter of importance, you and I see each other all the time. You've never mentioned it to me. We actually didn't get a letter, but...
You did get a letter, are you saying?
Well, now, wait a minute. You don't know what I got. I'm about
to... Of course I do, sir, Senator, since I sent it.
Well, the sender doesn't necessarily know what the recipient gets, Senator Kennedy.
I've got it
you are not in the position to...
I like how polite they try to stay
what I receive.
With each other.
Yeah, when they get angry, they do that. I am, sir.
In a position to say what I sent to you on December
22nd. It's like when people get mad and they're like...
One or the other, yes,
when people are in a... You know, someone's really, really pissing you off and you're like... Hey, look, my friend.
Yeah.
My friend.
If you get to my friend, you're going to get punched. Yeah. And if you get the, I would love to, you're not going to get any of whatever it is. Hey, I'm moving this weekend. Do you think you could give me a hand? I'd love, there's nothing I would, okay, just say no.
With all due respect. And then you get ripped.
Yes, and then you get ripped. This is clash of the blowhard titans. Just two huge-headed white men just going at it on the floor. And, I don't know. Is there shelf life for these guys? Doesn't seem like. Is Kennedy's just been a fly in my ointment for many years? Let's just get rid of the guy.
40 years.
Yeah. His head's too big. It's time for him to leave.
Well, I plead ignorance. I'm Canadian. I don't know nothing. Except that Alito's wife, Wussy, left the hearings in tears yesterday.
Her name is not Wussy.
No, it's not. It's Baumgartner.
That's her last name.
Yes.
Oh.
Baumgartner.
Baumgartner. She left. In tears,
yes.
Because her husband was being picked on.
Being picked on. Long day of persistent questioning. Brought her to tears.
Mm.
I wonder, would your wife cry?
No. She'd be laughing, yelling. You see? Now you know what it feels like. See what it feels like? Now you know. Yeah.
A Navy jet with four passengers vanished 20 minutes after takeoff on Tuesday morning en route from Tennessee to Pensacola. The wreckage of the jet was found late yesterday in Georgia. There were no survivors.
Hmm.
In better news, well, better and worse, a convicted murderer, death is so occasionally so amusing. A convicted murderer on death row committed suicide.
Hmm.
It gets funnier. He left a suicide note saying that he feels that getting close to the other inmates on death row and then watching them slowly crack as they near their fate is worse than a death sentence.
Yeah. Well, it is weird that anyone you're exposed to other than a guard and a chaplain is eventually going to meet their fate with the gas or the injection. So any buddies you have are going. But you know what's weird? These guys don't struggle too much. You know when they actually take them to the gas chamber and they just sort of come get them? They never report that guys are hanging on to the bars or they have to struggle or wrestle with the guys. There's a certain point, I think, where you just accept it and you just let go.
Kind of like when you know you're about to have diarrhea in the back of a cab?
Yeah, when you're riding in the back of that limo and you just got to go, you just accept it at a certain point. That's a tough detail.
Okay, do you want some birthdays?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll give you some interesting ones, and then I'll give you the who's older.
All right.
Rob Zombie's 40 today. Heather Mills McCartney, 38. Zach DeLaRocha from Rage Against the Machine, formerly of, 36. Why do we care how old these people are?
Roca. Because we got 4 hours to kill. That's why we care.
Oh, all right. Okay,
Almond
so...
Almond Roca, delicious. Mm, maybe see, the best candy.
It reminds us of food. That's why we care.
Yeah. I got three people.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see if you can guess who's older.
I got a quick list of celebrities that aren't having birthdays today, by the way.
Oh, all right.
Leif Garrett, not having a birthday. Mm-hmm. George Wendt, Tim Allen, Dick Van Dyke, Ty Pennington, Dave Grohl, Albert Brooks, none of them having a birthday.
Wow.
Celebrities aren't having birthdays today.
Al Brooks has a new movie out that I want to see. Have you heard about this?
Yes.
Comedy in a Muslim World or something?
It should be interesting. Well, you never know with Albert Brooks. It could be horrible, it could be great, but I'm a fan, so
yeah.
I'll keep my fingers crossed. All right, give us the game.
I'm going to give you three people. You tell me who's older.
All right.
Put them in order.
All right.
Joe Frazier.
Mm-hmm.
Rush Limbaugh.
Mm-hmm.
Howard Stern.
Wow. Timely. I know how old Stern is. I'm going to say, well, let's see. Let's try to do a little Smoke and Joe math. I mean, he was having all that thrill in Manila and everything and all those big fights with Ali in the mid-70s, early mid-74, 75, something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, right, so exactly.
It's been a good... Believe it or not, it's been 30 years since he's had those fights.
I'm thinking he's got to be way older than Stern. He's got to be in his 60s.
Yeah, could be early 60s, late 50s. And then Rush, hard to tell. Hard to tell when guys have those big melon heads.
Mm-hmm.
It's when a guy has a huge head, you don't know how old he is. Yeah, we found out that Greg Gumbel. You see on the football games, Greg, 61,
what?
Did we find out the other night?
Unbelievable.
That looks like he's 14.
Right. That don't crack.
No, it do not. And Fat Black definitely don't crack. And he always cracks me up because he looks like a claymated character from a biblical tale that I saw when I was young.
Yeah,
like
Davy and Goliath. Yeah, it's Davy's best friend. Yeah.
Yeah, he's the token black guy from Davy and Goliath. All right, so Howard Stern, I know how old Stern is. I think Stern is 51. Could be coming on. Oh, it's his birth. Is it his birthday?
Yeah, that's the point.
That's the point. So I'm going to go 50. I'm going to go 52. Rush, I'm going to go later 50s.
I think. Yeah. I think he is probably a little older.
Smoking Joe.
And I got to say, Smoking Joe's the oldest of that trio.
But Smoking Joe could have been fighting those Ali fights when he was 25, which makes him 55. Yeah, I'm putting Rush above Smoking Joe. I'm going to go Rush, Smoking Joe Frazier, Howard Stern in the Edge game. Oldest to youngest.
You're wrong.
Mm.
Interesting, though, that I don't even know how old my family is, and you know how old Howard Stern is.
Well, we're dear friends.
He is 52.
Mm-hmm.
Rush Limbaugh's 55, Joe Frazier, 62.
Wow. Who was right there?
Wow. Guy by the name of Dave Damashek.
Correct.
Who also has a number one sports report to deliver.
It's time for Dave Damashek's number one sports. Number one sports. Do it, Dave.
Yesterday, USC running back Lendell White announced he's heading to the NFL a little early. And today, his pal, Reggie Bush, is expected to announce he's going pro.
Mm-hmm.
USC in action tonight on the hardwood. Full slate of Pac-10 ball games. Washington, 13th nationally ranked team, coming to town. Also, you've got Arizona at Oregon State, and you've got UCLA welcoming Washington State to town. In spite of all the major surgery Drew Brees had last week from the injury he suffered in his last game, he says that he and the Chargers are trying to work out a long-term deal. Interesting. And the 49ers are apparently going to lose their offensive coordinator, Mike McCarthy, who's headed to Green Bay to be their new head coach. And the big thing is about 48 hours, a little more than 48 hours from now, you've got round two of the NFL playoffs. You've got in the AFC, you've got Denver and New England, and you've got Pittsburgh going to Indianapolis to play in the Dome where they pump in sound. To get an unfair advantage.
Really?
NFC.
Really?
That's right.
You've confirmed that.
All right, I'm going to listen. I'm going to, if Coach Cower said it, I'm going to take it.
Here,
I'm
going
to take his word.
All right.
Also, you've got the Redskins going to Seattle. You've got Carolina at the Bears. And in the NBA last night, you had the Lakers losing to the Trailblazers in spite of Kobe's 41 points. Seattle won. Sacramento won. Golden State lost to Shaq Fu and company.
I'd just like to see the Patriots lose.
Of course.
That's all
that's,
I need.
Well, that's not true. I'd like to see the Steelers win. But number two, 1A, I'd like to see.
Right. And it's not even number two. It's 1A. One,
right.
Steelers win, 1A,
right.
Patriots lose. And here's why. I have nothing against the Patriots. I was a Patriots fan until they kept winning, and now I'd like someone else to win. And I don't understand the feeble-minded people, the sort of weak-willed people that just have to jump on the bandwagon. Like, Big Tad, remember in the late 80s, in the, I should say, early 90s, when the Bulls were winning? Every basketball game, and you became a huge Bulls fan.
Yes.
Even though you're from Reseda.
Orange County.
Orange County.
Yeah.
And your mom's never left Orange County. And
no.
Have you ever been to Chicago?
Yes, I have.
You have?
Yes, I did a thing over there, and I got to go to where the Bulls play.
Right, but that was 10 years after you became a Bulls fan.
Yeah.
Right. The Bulls were winning, so Big Tad became the sixth member of the Bulls squad, and he would wear the Jordan jersey and all that. Meanwhile, nothing to do with Bulls, no family from Chicago,
no.
Everyone from Orange County, huge Bulls fan, and pulling hard for the Bulls, by the way. So convenient, so easy. Of course they're going to smash whoever they're playing in the playoffs this year because they're the dominant team. What's wrong with people? Really? And we accept this? There's a lot of a-holes around here that, oh, I'm a big Pats fan. I'll just be sitting with someone. The Pats will be playing Seattle. So I'd like to see the Pats win. The other team's never been to the Super Bowl. They've never even come close to the Super Bowl. You like to see the other team that's won 3 out of 4 years? Yeah. Are you from the New England area? No.
But if you can be on a team and not be from that area, how come people who aren't from that area can't be fans?
Because it's weak.
That's right.
Because you're just picking the odds on favorite. It's like two guys get into the ring. One guy's going to clobber the other guy. You don't care who wins. You just pick the guy who's going to clobber the other guy. It's easy. Then you get to feel good about yourself. Big Tad, him and the Bulls, they were like this. They're winning team. His team won. His team, the Bulls.
Right.
Yep.
Everybody.
Pippen, Jordan and Rodman.
See, Tad,
right.
Here's the
so
point.
Easy,
Tad
so
had
weak.
Nothing. Tad has nothing in his life. So now he takes the reflected glory of the champion, you see?
I'm just saying, what is wrong
right.
with people?
Right. Shameful.
Yeah, shameful.
No dignity in it.
I don't
no
do
dignity.
That anymore, though, so don't worry
all
about
right.
it.
I'm just saying, if you're from New England or the Massachusetts area, fine, root away. But if you're from anywhere else and these guys have won 3 out of 4 Super Bowls, hope they lose, would you? Be a man.
I'm with you. Now, speaking of the NFL, while we're on the subject, you know, a couple weeks ago, Dick Vermeil, the crybaby coach of the Kansas City Chiefs, retired.
I'm going to
and,
miss him.
You know, with the NFL, with this new position, there a lot of doors have been opened up to me, and it's terrific. And I got, as a matter of fact, a chance to sit down with Dick Vermeil.
Oh, you sat down?
Yeah, we had a chat, and it was pretty interesting because I figured, like everybody, you know, you figure he's retired now, but mm-hmm. he apparently started going to the movies with his wife, mm-hmm. and something very interesting happened. He was inspired, I guess.
Where did you go out to Kansas City? Is he out here?
No, he came out here. He's Southern California, a little sun for the older man. But
yeah, good interview.
He went to see some movies, and I guess he was inspired in an entirely new direction.
Well, let's hear
it. Here, take a listen to this.
Yeah.
Thanks for sitting down with me, Dick. You know, like everybody else, I guess, I assumed that when you retired just a few days ago that you were going to head out to pasture and enjoy the golden years. But I understand you went to see Brokeback Mountain last week, and now you've decided to be a gay cowboy. Interesting choice, but a few questions for you. Where are you going to get a farm? What do you know about farming and herding cattle and sheep and so on and so forth? If you want to keep on working, why not just be a general manager of an NFL team?
No, and I've never been a general manager either. But, you know, those are all decisions that would take months, really, to evaluate and put together to end up making the right decision.
Well, I suppose if you're going to be a gay cowboy now, maybe you could answer this question. Who would you rather, if you had to sleep with either Matt Lyon or of USC or Vince Young of Texas, who appeals to you more?
Well, I'm more the old-fashioned Leinart type, okay? But that doesn't mean that we can't all learn something and go in a different direction.
I got you. You know, try black, you never go back. I'm on to you. I'm down with your noise.
He did a great job, and all he did was continue to grow this year in a backup role.
Grow back. I got a little double entendre there. I got you, you old man. We had some fun. You see?
Wow, that was hard hitting. And wow. He took it. Wow, he's got a good sense of humor, that
kid.
Well,
it gets a little.
Oh, really?
He amused me, but then it turns. I thought we were close, and then. All right, come here, you minx. Give me a hug. Come on.
Don't do that to me.
Sorry, I got swept up in the moment.
Wow.
So I thought that he was in a touchy feely. He didn't want anything to do with it, I guess. Uh-huh. So that's
wonderful.
That.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Dave Damashek's number one sports.
We will take ourselves a little break.
That was uncomfortable.
Eli Roth will be here. He's the director of the new movie, Brokeback. Right now. New movie, Hostel. He will come in here. Ozzy's going to do a little movie review. Maybe Quentin Tarantino will come support his boy. All that after this. Hey, everybody. Adam Carolla for Chevy. Here's the deal. GM and Chevy lowered the prices of everything they make. Now, they just make fine quality automobiles, SUVs, and trucks. But if they made staplers or diapers, those would be cheaper, too. And higher quality. They've lowered the price, the MSRP, on everything. From the Impala SS to the Corvette Z06 to the all-new Tahoe. Absolutely every car, every truck, every SUV they build. And here's what they challenge you to do. Go to Edmunds.com, click on the Chevy head-to-head, and see for yourself. Check out the prices and specs on every single one of them. That's how confident Chevy is. If you do, you'll find that Chevy is America's number one brand. Yes, America's number one value. This really is an American revolution.
Call Adam Carolla now, 866-901-ADAM.
That's right. 866-901-ADAM. Well, here's the deal. First off, Quentin Tarantino was supposed to show up. He got downgraded to about 50-50. And by the way, when they say 50-50, it's not 50% out of 100%. It's 50% or 50 out of 5 million. It's not a coin toss. Would you ever not take that coin toss? If someone ever said, well, it's 50-50, he's going to show up, or it's 50-50, you'll get some at the end of the date, or it's 50-50, this repair is going to cost. If someone said, all right, fine, let's flip a coin right now, wouldn't you do it?
Sure.
Never. I would like to do some calculations on what 50-50 is, but it's at least 80-20 in the, and it's toward the direction of bad. Maybe 15-85, maybe even less. Never even close to 50-50.
And you watched Pulp Fiction last night to get ready for this.
Well, that's how I knew it wasn't 50-50.
Right.
I jinxed myself by preparing. The only time I've ever prepared in my life. I actually watched Pulp Fiction last night, had a million questions jotted down for Quentin Tarantino, and then should have known that that would jinx his appearance. So I don't think he's coming in. It's 50-50. And also, I've learned a valuable lesson, and that valuable lesson is never prepare. You are punished when you prepare. I knew it when I was in high school. I knew it when I did my 1 year of junior college before I got put on academic probation, but somehow I lost it.
Yeah, we had like four bits ready for him, too, both these guys, Eli and Quinn.
Right.
So, well, all that preparation.
Wow,
there's
the
some
other
good
did.
News. Yeah, now Eli, who is the director of the film Hostel, was due to come in here at 8. But it's now 8:30 and he's not here yet, so I just said call him and scrub the mission, because Tarantino's not going to show up and you're going to show up a half hour late. Screw you. Stay home.
Right. One thing to get the hi-hat from Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah. Right. Right. That's what it is. Right. Don't mind being turned down by a hot chick. When an ugly chick turns you down, slap in the face. I'm sorry. It's the way the world works.
It's their loss, Adam.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. Kevin Nealon has slid in the studio one more time. He wants to give me the silent joke treatment. This is going to be awesome. All right, Kevin, do it. One more time, buddy. I know you got to go. Hurry. Here we go. So good. So awesome. Thanks for stopping by. Kevin Nealon, Hermosa Beach. The good news is my trusty companion is Waldo, who does our movie reviews, who actually went and saw the movie Hostel, who we brought in because we thought it'd be fun to have him review the movie with the director and the producer of the film, is still here. He's not left me. Yes, Ozzy?
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning, Ozzy. No, no, not yet. Don't start yet. But I like your attitude. Poised, like a thoroughbred in the gates, ready to go. Poised and ready. All right. So first, before Ozzy delivers his review, let's hear the trailer.
Yes, it has finally happened. One of the most beautiful women in the world lets down her hair and finds relaxation in a nudist camp.
I think these kids are backpacking. Prague
star,
or something.
Famous movie queen,
might, Mike, you might have the wrong one queued up.
Amazing story ever shown on the screen.
I think it's about a college student's backpacking through Eastern Europe or something. Oh, do you have it? All right, let's listen. Hostel, everybody.
And they ride hard, no matter what they're mounted on. The miniskirt mob. They reach for excitement, for pleasures, for sensual satisfaction. When and where and with anyone they want.
Jane, honey, you've been teasing me long enough.
Later, damn it.
Shane, leader of the miniskirt mob.
I think this is
cool-headed, hot-blooded.
I think this is called the miniskirt mob.
Especially a man she thought she owned.
Mislabeled, I think.
You don't
we
have
received a complaint from this lovely young
trip?
Lady that you have left her.
Yeah, this is an old movie.
This is Tarantino's last picture before Hostel.
Yeah, this is the miniskirt. I think this one's called the miniskirt. This one's called the miniskirt mob. I don't think that's Hostel either. Right, I know we got to label these things.
I know. We'll talk about it after the show. I think I got it.
You think got it?
Okay, I got it.
Let's give it a shot.
Why do young girls misbehave? Is punishment the answer?
Welcome to our country club, ladies. This is the last stop on your tour.
Here they are, the loveliest girls in the history of socially conscious cinema. Reform school girls.
That's different, too. That's another.
I just wanted to hear it again.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I just like that.
What happened to that Windio?
Some are innocent.
I saw the Plasmatics at Perkins Palace in, 1982. That's how hardcore I am. Wendy O out there had her had just band-aids on the nipples. Got the chainsaw out, chainsawed the guitar in half. There was one of the most disturbing parts of that show. Wendy O was the chick who starred in that movie. She's dead now.
That's right. Yeah, she did.
Something happened to her. I think she killed herself. She looked great in a leather bikini and used to be in a band called the Plasmatics, like a hardcore punk band. And one of the guys, we were in the front, we're in the pit, we're in the mosh pit, because we were hardcore, we're like 16, stuffed into that mosh pit. And so we're right down at the bottom of the stage, and the stage like 5 feet high, so your chin's just sort of resting on the stage. And the bass player for the Plasmatics was wearing a tutu with army boots and fishnet stockings. But one of his nads had popped out of the tutu and was being pressed tightly between the fishnet stockings and the edge of the tutu. So he was at the edge of the stage. Of course, when I looked up, I just saw that press nut the entire concert. And it was a weird look as the skin, as the fleshy sack skin tried to push through the fishnet stocking. Of course, it wouldn't let it, but it tried. Oh, that was a good look. Good luck for a young 16-year-old Adam Carolla. And it probably shaped my sexuality, looking back on it. All right. The great Oz Waldo is here. Ozzy, yes?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Ozzy's here. He's going to do a movie review. You saw Hostel. Did you find it disturbing?
Yep. I find everything.
You find everything disturbing?
Yep.
Okay. Thanks for the energy. Ozzy's here. Ozzy will review this after this. All right. Go ahead, baby.
You're listening to the Adam Carolla Show. He's so hot.
Yeah, she must have seen an old picture. 866-901-ADAM. Tarantino not coming in, but that doesn't matter because we got Ozzy. We got the Oz man. Take a.
That's me.
Ozzy is my good friend from Nicaragua. Ozzy I've known for 15 years, maybe more. We've swung a hammer together, and I decided to be good to him reviewing movies for the show. He just reviewed a movie on, I think it was Monday. Well, we brought Ozzy back because we thought we'd have Quentin and company in here, and they didn't show up, but Ozzy did. He brought his A-game, and he's reviewing, which movie is it, Ozzy?
Hostel.
Hostel. All right. Let's play. Let's hear the actual
Guilt
trailer.
Guilt is hostile. You will have any go you want. You just take it.
Beneath the temptation.
Oh, look at that.
Behind the seduction.
Are you coming?
Lies a reality.
Where are my friends?
Too shocking to fathom.
Oh, my God!
Quentin Tarantino presents Hostel.
I got a lot of money for you.
Radar.
All right, and with no further ado, Ozzy and his review.
Oswaldo, tell us about some movies. We want to know which movies you have seen. Go ahead, Oswaldo, tell us.
The movie I was for this review is Hostel.
Hostel, all right.
The movie is set in Europe,
mm-hmm.
in a little town in Amsterdam.
Amsterdam.
The name Bratislava,
mm-hmm.
in province to Pongani.
Yeah.
Mm,
in province what?
Pongani.
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 That's a city?
No, it's a little town, you know, in
Amsterdam.
In Bratislava, in Amsterdam.
All right. Yeah. All
right. The producer is... Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah, I don't know that name. He's dead to me.
Hustle is inspired by true events.
Inspired by true events?
Yeah.
Wow. See, I speak fluent Ozzy.
You really do.
Jay Hernandez, who played Paston, is the hero in this film.
Oh, yeah, he was in yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
Good,
I miss him.
Good looking.
As I've said before, Ace, you are the Han Solo to Ozzy's Chewbacca. You really are.
Thank you.
The other human beings don't understand, but you translate, yes.
Yeah. Well, it's like I've said before. It's like you and your dog, you don't speak back and forth, but you know what your dog wants.
Right.
Not that Ozzy's a dog, but no. You know what I'm saying. I know when Ozzy's hungry and I know when I have to crap him. As a matter of fact, we gotta go. Keep going, Ozzy.
In this film, you know, this releasing, you know, the system in the town, all around corrupt government, police, people who were in the hostel,
mm-hmm.
and love the people, you know, in the town.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of corruption in the town.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This film is about two college guys looking for summer fun and diversion.
Diversion.
Yeah.
Well, looking for fun and diversion. Wow. That's a big word. Fun and diversion.
All right. Then is Transformer in sophisticated international hand club, the most dangerous and extreme game.
Oh, man. Man. The most dangerous game. Yeah. Yeah.
Is it reality with the fantasy? The Slovakian and European girl,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm. yeah.
for make a sex, you know.
She make it a sex. Take it and make it a sex.
Take it.
Yeah, half enough.
The first 30 to 40 minutes, the movie I saw was cheap, very cheap porno.
Oh, like cheap porno. Okay. First, I wasn't sure we're allowed to say cheap on the air.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The movie people, you know, go missing along with their documentation. We make it a lot like the cracked, you know, out of the hostel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, missing paper, missing everything, and missing the people, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very thorough review.
No kidding. Well, I don't know if it's thorough. It's taking a long time, but I don't know if that means it's thorough. Yes, Ozzy, wrap it up. Take it home.
Okay, the movie...
Yeah.
Oh, my best part of this film is when Paston is kidnapping and they try to do the same thing to the Owen and Josh, the best friend.
Owen and Josh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In Killer, you know, before, you know.
Try to get them. Yeah.
The moment, you know, the torture guy, you know, mm-hmm. take a Paston, you know, for Killer and torture, you know.
To kill and torture.
Yeah. He play, you know, with Caesar, you know, for cut the hair.
Yeah.
You know, for making, you know, trophy and, uh-huh. and Soviet.
Did you say Sawzall? What they used to cut the hair? Scissors.
Scissor.
Oh, scissors.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there a word that we can find common ground on?
You know, they make, you know, the play with the chainsaw.
Mm-hmm.
And cut, you know, the two fingers in the hand, you know.
Wow. Overall, what did you think, Ozzy?
You know, I left this preview cold.
It left the reviewer cold?
Yeah.
Wow. So you didn't like it. Too violent?
Too violent.
Yeah. Well, maybe Braska shouldn't have told you it was a musical. I think he probably led you in the wrong direction.
That review left this reviewer cold.
Certainly did. Ozzy, so that's it. Nice work.
Yep.
Wonderful job, buddy.
Very nice.
We hope you did not end up too confused. Oh, no, that's wild. No, that's wild. We don't know what.
If it's possible, I know less about the movie. I don't know if it's mathematically possible to extract knowledge from my brain about a topic, but I think as Waldo, who's a Nicaraguan sponge over there, actually sucked it out of me. I actually know less about Hostel than I did before you began your review, Ozzy. Probably not the goal, but possibly entertaining.
Yeah, very good entertainment.
Yeah, very good. Yeah,
he whet my appetite for some fun and diversion, though. I'll say that.
I'll tell you that. Yeah. We will take ourselves a little bit of a break. Oh, there's a question from Heather. Hold on a second. Hold on that cue there. Heather?
Hi.
Yeah. You have a question?
Hey. Yeah. I was wondering what happened to the last episode of the Adam Carolla Project on TLC.
What about it?
I just never saw it. I was setting it up to tape each week.
And oh, you know,
like
they...
the last two
thank you.
On the same night.
Thank you. They combined... 13 and 12. They combined the last two and did like some sort of 2-hour thing that they didn't tell anyone about.
Oh.
Yeah.
That sucks. Well, did everything get done on time?
Well, I'm doing morning radio. Ozzy is my right-hand man, and everyone landed on their feet. Yeah.
But did the house got finished?
It got finished.
And everything?
Yes.
Awesome.
Thank
you. We're going to have Ray on the show.
Thank you for asking. Well, we wouldn't mind having Ray on the show, but he scares Jimmy.
Great, I love Ray.
All right, and he looks good with his shirt off, right?
Yeah, I still love him, though.
Yeah, oh, okay. Still loves him, even though he looks good with his shirt off. Wow, it takes a big, big woman. Even though he has a washboard abs, she still loves him. Wow. All right, maybe we'll get him in here to review movies. Who knows? We'll take a little break. We'll be back with news and sports and much, much more after this. Adam Ace Carolla here for Chevy and GM. Chevy's lowered its sticker prices. I don't know why.
What?
I would raise them if I was Chevy. They've raised their standards. They've raised their quality. They've raised everything, but they've lowered the price. The MSRP on everything is lowered. The Impala SS, Super Sport. Corvette Z06, 0 to 60 in somewhere around 4 seconds. That is world-class, my friend. And the all-new Tahoe. Absolutely every car, every truck, every SUV they build and build with pride and quality. Where, Dave Damashek? Where do they build these vehicles?
Chevy.
Yeah, where, though? Where? What country?
America.
That's
right. America.
U.S. of A. Yes. But you're technically right. America. It's also called America. I call it the U.S.
Of A.
A, everyone. Check out how Chevy stacks up against the competition. Head-to-head, go to Edmunds.com. That's Edmunds.com. Click on to Chevy head-to-head. Check out the prices. Check out the specs. They're that confident. This is really an American revolution.
Hey, it's the Adam Carolla Show. Call Adam Carolla now, 866-901-ADAM.
Yeah, 866-901-ADAM. I hold before me a survey from Glamour magazine. Got a lot of, well, it's called How Normal Is Your Sex Life? Lots of tidbits in here, lots of percentages, lots of things that go on in the bedroom. It has to do with women. Women, turns out, just as nasty as guys, according to this magazine. But they always do this one, too. 34% of women say they think about sex every day. 13% think about it several times a day. So there's a percentage that just thinks about it once and only once. And then there are other ones that think about it several times.
At the exact same time.
Yeah.
They schedule it.
Yeah. And can you quantify it, by the way? Is that, like, if someone said to you, how many times a day, when I was going to be a Catholic big brother, they actually asked me how many times a day I thought about sex. And it was like, well, I first off, when I'm asleep, I think about it completely because I wake up with a boner. I imagine. I hope I'm not thinking about my dad or a family member. I'm hoping I'm thinking about sex, but. How many times, I mean, can you really quantify how many times a day you're thinking about? And then when the question is posed, well, obviously you're thinking about it then. Does that, should you count that one?
Yeah, oh, that's true. Yeah, and what was your answer at the time, though?
I said three. I just meant how many, I just took it to mean how many times do you masturbate. So I said three.
Wait!
Thank you. It's funny, if when you want to do that Catholic Big Brother thing, they will put you through a rigorous screening program because there aren't any weirdo pedophiles showing up and nabbing the kids. And they ask you about drugs and how many times you think about sex and all that. Also, in this survey, 26% of women have used a vibrator. I'm guessing it's higher than that. They just, you know, somebody puts a mic in your face or holds a clipboard and asks you that, you're going to go low. Rachel?
Would I go low?
You go low? Where are you in that? In the 20? Can I include you into the 26%?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Sure, why not?
9%. Here's a good one. 28% of women wish they had more sex.
I don't know. I think I...
You good where you are?
I'm pretty good.
All right. You can make it till 10? Because Sheck over here is always...
Until the show's over.
Always ready to blush.
If
yeah.
I don't, yeah. I mean, it's...
Here's the average. You tell me how you do on the average. The average number of times an American woman has sex per year, 117. So basically the math I did is 117 times a year. When I met my wife, she was 26, so roughly 3,500 experiences before I got to her. That's the math I just did. Now, I don't know if you start at zero. I guess you would have to start it enough. You'd have to move. All right, you know what?
She's
that's
no
right.
Will Chamberlain,
that's right.
But yeah.
Yeah, no, Will Chamberlain. 3,600 times. I mean, that's average. Could be more.
Right.
Could be more. Ooh. Yeah, you guys all do the math. 117 times a year. When did you meet your old lady? Was she 18 or was she 38? Anyway, just times. Take that number. She's 31.
Even if she's in the low end, she's still in four digits by the time you come around.
Oh, yeah. Even if you met her at 14, she's still in well into the hundreds.
Yikes.
Yeah. You do that math, 117. I mean, look, I'm no mathematician, but I can see the numbers don't lie here. I have to confront her when I get home. It's going to be awesome. I'll get drunk on the way home, and then I'll confront her with the paperwork. Oh, you didn't think I'd see this, did you? Wave the report around. Here's one that I do enjoy. Nearly half of women fake their orgasm, or have faked an orgasm. Faked an orgasm at least once. I like that. To me, that's a compliment. That's somebody saying, you have a fat ass and someone telling you the jeans look good on you. Why not? Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, but can't you tell when someone's
faking? It's a compliment to you.
Can I tell?
Yeah.
No. Evidently not.
Because most people think they're actors anyway, and they're just bad actors.
Yeah.
So, does that ratio differ when we're talking about, like, fake orgasms? Like, all of a sudden, every woman's the best actor on the planet?
I think they can fake it because they're sort of halfway home. It's in that environment. You know what I'm saying? If it's up to them just to fake it across the table from Billy Crystal, the diner, maybe they can't muster it. But when they're in the throes of passion and they're sort of halfway there.
If you're in the
there,
throes of passion, you should be all the way there.
Well, some... Ooh, what do you got going, Rachel?
What do you mean?
You multi?
Oh, well, yeah, sure.
Yeah?
Sure.
Well, wow. Yeah. Nice. You don't run into too many of them. At least I don't.
Maybe it'll look at where the problem lies.
Here's what I'm saying. I think most people, it's sort of like, if you're in the bathroom and you're feeling a little nauseated, you could make a fake throw-up sound for the mom who was listening into the next room so you wouldn't have to go to school. But if someone's told you to do it when you're just dressed and standing outside, you might have difficulty mustering it. I think women can fake an orgasm, even if they're bad actors, because they're sort of around the intersection of orgasm and the 405 anyway.
Yeah, the better question is why?
They're trying. Why? Because they can
get
finish.
Get you off of me.
Yes.
Get off. I'm done with you.
I'm not done.
Leave.
I'm not finished.
Oh, fine. You're not going to finish until I finish, right? Is that how it's going to go? All right. Oh, boy.
That's how we know.
Oh, it's wonderful. Oh,
that's how
thank
we know.
You.
Well, you're going to have to do a little better job than that.
Oh, great. All right. Oh, yeah. All right. Time for you now.
But Ace, wow, now you angry. Like this, though. You angry. Like the. You like it when a woman does this for you.
Well, first off, if you don't know it, it's the greatest compliment anyone can ever pay you. And it's like I said, when people compliment you, you don't know if they're kissing your ass or they really mean it. I mean, you could go get your hair colored, Rachel, and then say one of your friends, what do you think? And they go, oh, it looks awesome. And you'd feel good. And then you'd leave and they'd say it looks like ass to themselves. But you would get in your car and merrily go away.
As life What's wrong should be. With that? People should keep that crap to themselves.
I agree.
People should just.
Well, if it's good for your hair, why isn't it good for my penis?
Now right. I'm confused. What's good for my hair is good for your penis?
If you will take the compliment about your hair color, even if your girlfriends hate it, what's wrong with the compliment in the bedroom?
About your sexual prowess.
What's wrong? I feel good. Everyone should keep it to themselves.
Everyone's a winner.
Everyone's a winner.
All right, then.
And you get to watch Desperate Housewives. I get to do the shirtless flex down in front of the full-length mirror and yell, yes, you want some? You want some?
That's how you celebrate a successful lovemaking session, a flex down?
Flex down.
You've done it again,
full-length
Ace.
Mirror. High-five the mirror and then yell, you want some? You want some? You talking to me? You want some? That's what I yell over and over again. I didn't think. Then I yell. I didn't think so. I didn't think so. Yeah.
Is that going to bother you though? If you're humping and she doesn't get there, and does that bother you? Is that like an issue for you that someone needs to give you that compliment?
It bothers. I'll tell you where it becomes a problem. If it's clear that this person doesn't have those, then it's easy just to move on. What's tough is when you get to almost the top of the mountain, but you just can't quite pull yourself up, and that's when it gets a little frustrating. You know, when you're sort of, you're not quite, you're at the summit, but you're not standing on top of it, planting a flag on Orgasm Peak. You know what I mean? Yeah. I claim this in the name of the Ace Man. Do you want some? I didn't think so. That's how it goes. Yeah, here's what I think most guys would prefer. You either have one, fake one, or don't even come close. But don't do that thing where you're almost there and then, it's not happening. That we won't tolerate. Check, how
here,
say
here.
You? How say you?
Here, here, I say.
All right. Now.
You want some?
Yeah, I didn't think so. Now, you want some news? Frigid Rachel Perry.
What?
You heard me.
I feel like I'm in high school again. What's going on here? Frigid. On that note, in Istanbul, Turkey, the man who shot and attempted to kill Pope John Paul II in 1981 was released from prison today. He was immediately taken to see if he was fit for military service, which is required by Turkish law, and one of his supporters then threw flowers onto his car as it drove away.
I just want to say, when I hear Turkish law, I know they're in Turkey, but maybe they should adopt another law. Another law of the land. Feel free. Pick a country in Europe, maybe something here in the United States or Canadian law. You know, until you get your law. Because whenever I hear, according to the Mizbabistan law, it's always bad. Pick another law. You don't have to use your own law just because it's your country. And pick someone else's law. Go Canadian. Why not? According to Canadian law, he has to stay in jail. There you go.
According
better.
To Canadian law,
feel
he's
free to cherry pick from
to,
the English.
Right.
Yes.
Not allowed to throw a midget.
Yeah, according to your law, you're going to give a gun to the guy who took a shot at the Pope the last time he had a gun.
All right.
That's Turkish law.
He was immediate when he left prison, he was immediately told he is no longer allowed to throw midgets. Someone then threw flowers onto his car as it drove away.
Wow.
Better?
Yes.
Okay. Wow.
Wow. I wonder what that was. A little residual from last night. Well, forget me now.
Little.
All right.
Just going to swallow.
Shan eggnog?
It'd be nice.
Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm thinking.
Ooh. Oh, this is just such awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Well, today is the final day of questioning for Supreme Court nominee Samuel Alito. Democrats expressed frustration. Republicans claim Alito's critics are grasping at straws. And Alito's wife left the Senate Judiciary Committee hearings yesterday in tears after Alito was persistently questioned.
Why is it that we have to bring the wife to everything? Does she really need to go to this and watch her husband have a new a-hole torn for himself?
Maybe.
You know what I mean? Why would you want to go through this?
The tears probably
too many
make people feel...
Yeah, well, maybe he could win some sympathy, but too many people being brought to too many things their husbands are doing, you know?
Yeah.
You see those boxing matches, and it's like, he's got his three-year-old little girl and his two-year-old son are sitting on the knee, and now daddy's getting the crap beat out of him, and the kids are horrified. You think that's a good idea? Leave the kids and wife at home. Let's just get along without them. That's what I'm saying.
Someone's trying to take advantage of the sympathy for the one surviving Virginia miner in order to make some money. There's an email going around requesting that people send money to Randall McCloy's doctor because it will take millions to get him back to normal. The doctor is not involved in the scam, and anyone who receives the email should contact the Internet Fraud Complaint Center at the FBI.
I'm not a religious man, but do people not worry at all about karma? They not worry at all when they're trying to swindle money out of, from the 9/11 fund, and there's some guy in Oklahoma, and she's putting in some fraudulent claim, trying to get some money from some widow of a fireman. No, not at all. No karma.
I got to get mine.
Yeah.
I want to get mine.
I understand. I want to get mine, too, but I'm a little worried if
I want to get mine.
I'm going to get into trouble eventually with the karma, with the great magnet. Yes. No?
Yes, karma.
Yes.
Absolutely. Right. Those people don't think about these things.
No.
Maybe neither does Pat Robertson, who has been working with the Israeli government to build a theme park called Jesus Land.
How about not getting blown up land?
Yeah. Well, he went on his show, The 700 Club, remember last week, and claimed that Ariel Sharon's stroke was punishment from God for dividing up Israel.
Right.
The Israelis seem to have taken some sort of offense to that, decided they no longer want to do business with Robertson.
He really wanted to open a theme park in Israel?
It's
really?
Jesus Land!
Wow.
Welcome.
I'm telling you, he's a performance artist, and we're all just buying into it. That's what's happening. I really do believe he's a performance artist, and we're all just going, I can't believe what he said. I can't. And we're all just arguing amongst ourselves. Meanwhile, he's gay. He lives in northern San Francisco.
Gay?
Yeah, he's gay.
Is he gay?
Robertson, he's gay. He's 34. He's Jewish, and he lives with his life partner in a small tri-level outside of Oakland, and he dreams up crazy skits to pull on us every time. This is just one of them.
He and his production partner, Ashton Kutcher, are working on the greatest punk ever.
I know, and he's like, what if I said we were going to open a God-themed, a Jesus-themed amusement park in Israel? Oh, too much. Now you've outdone yourself. Yeah, his real name is Mark. But people don't know that.
Mark.
Yeah.
Hey, more suicide comedy.
Mm.
Couple found shot to death over the weekend at their home in Boulder, Colorado. Guns were found next to the bodies, and Boulder deputies say that both committed suicide. Now, this is...
Did they shoot each other? They shot...
No, they say it's
themselves.
Not a murder-suicide. Shot themselves. But this is where... I don't want to say it's funny, but maybe he deserved it. The man... Paul James Stewart Scott was to be sentenced on Monday for soliciting sex with young girls. He was arrested last year and accused of looking on the internet for an 8-year-old girl, very specific, an 8-year-old girl to have sex with and a 16-year-old to kill him by smothering afterwards.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, I'll tell you what, can't you find on eBay these days? I'll tell you what. Look. A tip of the hat to this young couple that killed themselves, because everyone should do this. If you're planning on committing a heinous crime, just kill yourself. I know people don't want to hear this. Oh, Carollo, you're being so cruel. What, I'm being cruel? he's going to molest your 8-year-old. Wouldn't it be nice? Everyone just close your eyes. Wouldn't it be nice if the guy who was out there that was planning on molesting your child, planning on stabbing you, planning on shooting a loved one or doing whatever, even if it was just getting drunk and plowing into your minivan, setting it afire, wouldn't it be nice if he ate a bullet right now? And who wouldn't take that?
Right.
What parent, what human being, what parent, if I pulled him aside and said, there's a guy floating around out there, one day, I know your child's only 2.5, by the way, according to this study, he's had sex 355 times, but the point is, I question these numbers, but you got a 3.5-year, don't, by the time they're 8, they will be molested by this animal, or he could eat a bullet right now. What do you take?
Cut to the chase, because once you commit these heinous deeds, you're going to kill yourself anyway. So let's just cut out that middle step and get to the end.
You go kill somebody and then you kill yourself, or you become a pedophile and then you get raped in prison or killed. Let's eliminate the middleman. Yeah, kill yourself now. Thank you, Dave.
And finally, Scottish heritage supporters up in arms after a student was barred from a school dance in Missouri for wearing a Scottish kilt. The school district superintendent sent an apology to Nathan Warmack after an internet petition received over 10,000 signatures. The Scots are angry. Don't anger the Scots.
That was here in the United States.
Missouri.
Wow. Yeah, you should be able to wear a kilt. The country says, all right, are we cool?
That's it.
Nice job.
It's time for Dave Damashek's number one sports. Number one sports. Do it, Dave.
NBA last night, Kobe scores 41, but the Lakers lose to the Trailblazers. Seattle wins. Sacramento wins. Golden State drops one to Shaq Fu and his fancy Miami pals. That's right.
Yeah.
Full slate of Pac-10 games tonight, including Arizona at Oregon State, UCLA and Washington State, and Washington and USC. USC running back yesterday, Lendell White announced he's headed to the NFL. Today, his pal Reggie Bush is expected to do the same.
That's so sad that he can't continue his education at that fine university.
It is a shame.
USC, yes. Yeah. Could have been a doctor.
Looks like the 49ers are about to lose their offensive coordinator, Mike McCarthy. He's headed to Green Bay to be their new head coach.
Oh, no.
Tomorrow, round two of the NFL playoffs. In the NFC, it's the Redskins at the number one seeded Seattle Seahawks. And Carolina's at the Bears. In the AFC, it's Denver hosting New England. And the Pittsburgh Steelers pay a visit to the Indianapolis RCA Dome to play those Colts. Now,
well, the good news is Seattle's a team that's built for the playoffs. They're a strong running attack, Alexander. It's about getting back to basics. It's about playing good, hard-nosed Seattle Seahawk type football. And I think it's going to be Seahawk weather out there, by the way. It's going to be a home team. It's going to be good weather. So what they're going to do is we're going to get back to basics. We're going to play good fundamental, good hard-nosed fundamental type ball. It's a simple game. It's about blocking. It's about tackling.
Stakes are raised in the playoffs.
I'll tell you, loser goes home. There's no tomorrow. I mean, technically there's Monday, or if the game is played on a Saturday, you know, because they're playing some of the playoff games on Saturday now, there is a Sunday, but no tomorrow.
But the gentlemen in the National Football League understand that I'm speaking metaphorically if when I say there's no tomorrow.
If you want to come into the National Football of League and you want to go ahead and play hard-nosed football, that's your prerogative. I'll tell you, there's no looking ahead to in the playoffs. We don't look ahead to the next team. It's one game at a time. There's no tomorrow. The loser goes home. There's a very long offseason, too. Very long. For everyone else, 7-month offseason. If you lose in the playoffs, it's a 19-month offseason. I don't know how they work, but it's a very long offseason for those who lose. Very long.
Gentlemen,
a lot to think about.
It is not a right to play in the National Football League. It is a privilege.
It is a privilege to play in the National Football League. And, that's why I want you to play good fundamental ball.
Now, here's what I have to get back to. I mentioned Shaq Fu a little while ago, and I'm a big fan. I think he's a very funny guy. He's a delight. He was just made a cop in Arizona. This on the heels of already being one in Florida, and I believe here in L.A. too. And first of all, the news coverage always bugs me when they talk about this. Here's the comment they have to make upon reporting that Shaq Fu was just made a cop.
When he says, step out of the car.
Whatever you want, sir.
Step out of the car.
Yeah. These are two L.A. anchors talking about. Would you see Shaq Fu say something? Shaquille O'Neal, whatever you say, sir. It's hilarious stuff. And yeah, he's a cop. He was made a captain. And like I say, I think it's terrific. I think he's serious about it and everything. But how about the cops, the real cops? How does this strike them? You know, they take the job at 18, they go through the training, they walk the beat for a dozen years, right. Finally they make it the detective. Shaq Fu walks in the door and he's a detective three minutes later.
If they're sheriffs, they gotta do 3 years working in the penal system. They're down getting urine tossed at them down at the prisons and working that for 3 years. And yeah, then they go to the place in Compton and they get shot at by gangbangers and eventually they make detective, but not Shaq.
Sure. Yeah, the real cops. Oh, isn't it delightful that Shaq is now my boss?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, if I was a cop, I'll tell you what I'd do. I'd go out and start playing in the NBA. Yeah, how's it feel, Shaq? How's
it feel? Yes.
Out there with my black shoes and reflective sunglasses. Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't feel so good, does it? Maybe you'll think next time.
It's the same thing as, the people who spend about 15, 20 years working towards their PhD and Bill Cosby shows up for a couple hours.
Doctor.
And they give one. I look forward to the day when Adam Carolla gets his honorary PhD.
I look forward to the day when the gals stop faking the orgasms.
Dave Damashek's number one sports.
Yeah. We will take ourselves a nice job, Rachel. Nice job, Dave. Take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more show after this.
You're listening to the Adam Carolla Show. Remember, he loves you too.
That is right. 866-901-ADAM. That's the phone number. Veronica? Veronica? Caller Veronica?
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Adam.
Hey, you have a question? Comment?
Actually, I have a comment, and I don't want you to get upset. Mm-hmm. But somebody has stolen and taken credit for your cancer sniffing dogs idea.
Mm. Many years ago, mine was for venereal disease, but it would also work on cancer. Thank you. Many years ago, I figured out dogs could smell anything. I would hear about these border dogs. Oh, they found a kilo of marijuana that was packed inside coffee grounds and welded into a truck fender. The dog sniffed it out. And I realized, if a dog could sniff that out, if a dog could sniff out trace amounts of, gunpowder in a whole baggage full of clothing or whatever at the airport, why couldn't a dog smell a venereal disease or skin cancer or something else? I mean, everything has its own smell. To a dog, certainly. If a woman was having a problem downstairs or a man, a dog could alert them ahead of time.
Clever.
A lot of people are reluctant, too. They have these festering diseases. They're ashamed. They don't want to go to the gynecologist. They don't want to get up in the stirrups. The dog would tell you. Also, it'd be nice if you're like in the NBA and you're throwing a party. You had some ladies come by. You wouldn't have to announce it. Just have the dog by the front door. It smells some crabs or herpes. It chases its tail a little. You keep an eye on the one in the pink outfit.
Yeah, the man's... exclusively had the rights to the dog sniffing abilities for his evil agenda long enough.
Yeah.
It's time to start putting this dog smell to good use.
And not only that, what about cancer? What about any disease? You think about it, we should be able to train dogs so you just pretty much go like, and the dog's like, oh yeah.
Bad news.
You got a palate. Break wind at the dog, have the dog read your bowels, blow a little air, dog would know if you had lung cancer or anything. I mean, everything has a smell to it. Everything in the human body, especially when it goes south, starts taking on a smell.
And the dog actually would probably be more... I'd rather get bad news from the dog. It'd be more comforting than from some middle-aged old guy.
You don't have to drop your pants and get some old perv putting his thumb up you.
Yeah, also true. Yeah,
yeah, got the dog there. Your best friend.
I'm still your friend.
Yeah, yeah. I still
You're
love
sick.
You. Yeah, you're dying of cancer, but I'm here. I'll consume you when you die in your condo alone. All right. Let's move on to happier news. Namely, Rachel Perry and her Hollywood happenings.
It's not an exceptionally crazy day. I mean, we all heard about Angelina Jolie yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Brad Pitt, pregnant.
Well, that's... Brad Pitt is pregnant?
Mm-hmm.
What?
What I hear.
See, now this is... Now you're confusing the issue. What? I thought that it was Angelina.
No, oh yes. I'm sorry, I was confused.
Yeah, no, she's definitely pregnant. The picture on the cover of People magazine that's coming out.
Mm.
I don't understand how they had these pictures... This picture, because all the pictures that I've seen up until now have not been anywhere close to seeing her be this pregnant.
There will be nothing that happens from this day forth that we don't have a picture or footage of. There's nothing. Our children will grow up in a world where if they would like to see their favorite celebrity having sex, or there's a plane crashing, or there's a train coming off the tracks, we will have full coverage and full footage of everything.
But don't you think Angelina and Brad, back to Angelina and Brad, don't you think, okay, first of all, I hate the term Brangelina.
Oh, is that out already?
Oh sure.
Oh, I didn't even know that one.
Nothing bothers me more now than when they combine the name.
Bennifer.
Of celebrity.
Kind of things.
It just.
Yeah. I think we have J-Lo I think that's her fault, isn't it? Didn't she get started with that?
It is. It's run its comedy.
If you two, though, if Rachel and Adam would get together, they'd be Rachdom. I like that.
Radam?
Radam.
Yes. Agile?
Yeah, sound like Scooby-Doo saying Adam.
Or just Achel.
Yeah, all right. What's next?
Sean Penn was at an anti-war gathering in Sacramento and said that he's so stressed out by living under a Bush administration, he can't quit smoking.
Right.
Kim Mathers is going to be getting married to Eminem again because they applied for a marriage license.
That's always weird when people get married a second, even a third time to people they've been married to and get divorced. What's in it for you?
I love it. I think that they're like meant to be, and he's, they went through their, they were together so young and had a child, and then the trouble, and he's on drugs and gets famous and does all these things, and then she's the only one for him. It's like rekindling.
Nah.
It's passion.
Nah.
It's beautiful.
Now, my whole thing is, you know, if you hook up with someone you hooked up with in high school and you crap out a kid and then you sell a billion records, it's time to move on. That's what you do, especially after you've moved on.
And the Insane Clown Posse got involved somehow.
Oh, really?
Well, there was the whole thing a while ago about
Violent J was there?
I don't know. There was something about there was a gun, and one of them was trying to date Kim, or I can't. It happened so long ago. Melissa Joan Hart gave birth to a baby, 9-pound baby boy.
Never thought she was hot. A lot of guys thought she was hot. Never
cutie.
Into that.
Well, cutie.
I was fooled. Maybe it was just a trap that I fell into about 8-10 years ago, but now I've seen the error in my ways. Yeah.
Thank you. Continue. Right.
Not yet. It was wrong. It was a mirage.
You want to talk about this Oprah thing?
What happened?
Well, the author of A Million Little Pieces, James Frey, and his mother were on Larry King the other night.
Yeah.
Last night.
I grow weary of that story. I never even heard of that book. Now, granted, I don't read. I believe it poisons the mind. But some guy craps out a book about getting sober, and then it turns out maybe he wasn't on drugs. What's the big deal?
No, he was on drugs. He just claimed that he went to jail. Mm-hmm. And he didn't go to jail.
It's best not to claim things that there are actual records of. You can claim you've been to hell and back. No one's going to pull out a document with a subpoena on it. You know, you can claim you brought up on the mean streets or the wrong side of the tracks, or you've been to heaven, but you've never been to me. You can claim all these things, but saying you went to jail or you're in Vietnam or something, they will have records, and someone will try to produce those, and if they can't, then you're lying.
Well, that's what Lindsay Lohan now denies, that she said she's bulimic and that she was on drugs, but Vanity Fair says, yeah, we have audio tapes that prove you said this. So those will be fun to hear.
Well, that's where I pull out my yeah, but still.
Oh.
You think we're going to be able to get those? You think they're going to put those online?
It would be awesome, because I need more Lohan talk.
I love Lohan talk.
She's such an accomplished actress.
You know what else I hate is when they, in the weeklies, they call Lindsay Lohan or Jennifer Lopez La Lopez or La Lohan. Why does that irritate me?
Anytime they abbreviate, it's maddening. But isn't she just fresh off of Herbie, the remake of Herbie?
That's right.
A while ago. That came out quite a while ago.
Okay, but has she had a whole string of hits since then?
Well, she's working on some.
She's working
duty.
On stuff. I'm just saying, she's 19. The last movie she did starred a VW Bug.
Did Herbie.
Is it that big a deal?
Dated Wilmer Valderrama.
Oh.
That's the resume.
She dated the fifth guy from that 70s show and did a movie where she co-starred with a 69 Beatle.
She is a talented.
I have to know things about her.
She is a talented actress. I will not have you speak this way.
I'm just saying, what?
About the poor girl. Father has went to jail.
I just
want to. He goes to strip clubs.
I just want to scream. I only have so much time to devote. Who should I devote it to? Is it Ashley Simpson? Is it Jessica Simpson? Is it the Olsen twins? Is it Lindsay Lohan? Which one of these people do I really need to focus on? People. Us magazine.
This is
you
the
tell
trail
us.
Mix. You were talking about trail mix being forced down your proverbial and literal throat.
Yes.
No one likes it. Why? Who decided that we have to know everything about Lindsay Lohan? Who decided that anyone cares about this?
Well, we're talking about. Touche. Keep going, Rachel.
You should make a list for me of the order in which you would prefer
no,
to hear about
No, I would
about
like
people.
You to talk about them so I can get angry and talk about not talking about them.
Oh, okay. That's fine then.
Yeah.
You want to talk about Jessica Simpson?
Yes.
She got interviewed by the television show Extra on a red carpet at the People's Choice Awards, and this is what she had to say about her current situation with the divorce, etc.
I am okay. Yeah, I'm gonna be okay. I'm working to get okay, but it's a difficult time, but I do have a lot of amazing people that surround me and amazing fans that help me know that it's not all over.
Yeah.
She don't care.
She's going to love again. Oh, what a talent. Watching her move on stage, looking at her feet when she dances. It's awesome. I swear to God, she is a dude. It is how a dude would move, act, dance, and present himself if somebody did some bad 80s movie where a 19-year-old just had to inhabit the body of a hot chick. That's how she...
Jessica Simpson moves?
Yes, she seems like a dude.
She's a little awkward in the danceability department.
I
like the Jessica thing, though, that this is a common refrain for these women. Jennifer Aniston being another one that, fortunately, my breakup my breakup's been very painful, but fortunately, I have so many amazing women to lean on in my life. If I break up, went out with Ace and got drunk. I have so many amazing women.
Well, they always have their fans. Yeah. They're fans. That's why they're surrounded by security, publicists, and have armor-plated limos and 8-foot walls around their house. They're
to keep away the
But they love the fans.
People.
Without the fans and the restraining orders I've gotten for those fans, I would be nowhere right now. I'd be a shambles.
She was asked if she thought she wanted to be a Bond girl. This is what she said.
Good Lord, if I got Bond role, I don't even know what to say. It makes me all flustered.
Oh
gosh, I'm just so exciting, isn't it?
Surprised she knew what a Bond girl was.
Gosh,
someone must have
my.
Given her a heads up on the Bond girl.
Oh, Lord.
That reminds me of Rachel when she sees me for the first time each morning.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Dave.
Yeah.
Oh, if I could just, if you would just.
Clamped, yeah.
Yeah, give me some sports. Oh, gosh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow, I don't even know what to say.
It would be awesome to see her as a Bond girl. Remember, Bond girls used to have English accents and carry themselves with a certain je ne sais quoi. Now it's just hillbillies with just boobs standing on boots. That's the new Bond girl. What's going on in this country? I'm moving to Canada. Rachel, take me to your motherland of Canada,
take
please.
Me to my people.
Yes.
My people shall welcome you with open arms if
Thank
you bring
you.
Them a 2-4 beer.
Thank you.
My last thing here is, of course, the Colin Farrell sex tape, which I was telling you about. There was a website went up yesterday called DirtyColin.com. Went up, got shut down really fast because, of course, Colin Farrell has all these restraining orders against selling this. And the girl who's in the sex tape with him, Nicole Narain, who's a Playboy playmate.
That's right.
Claims she got nothing to do with the website.
Oh, really?
And is appalled at what the bargain price of $14.95 that they were planning on selling the tape for before it got
really?
Shut down.
Really? Yeah. Mike, do you have a little clip of that, by the way? Do you have that website?
A bunch of women untamed and shameless turning on for kicks.
That was action-packed.
Grabbing every kick along the way.
It's weird, though, when I'm watching it.
Yeah.
Because he's not, he has no hair.
You ain't busting nobody, Whitey.
Wow. Racial.
Thundering cleanly shaven. I had no idea.
Get on in the most violent bike movie ever filmed.
All right. I remember the good old days when you just wanted to go out and get kicks. Going for kicks. Rachel?
Well, that's about it.
Nice job, baby doll.
Yeah. Oh, I like the baby doll, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I like that.
All right. I call my agent that, but I can start calling you that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
I'll take it.
All right. Rachel Baby Doll Perry with her Hollywood Happenings. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back after this.
You're listening to The Adam Carolla Show. Call Adam now at 866-901-ADAM.
A little more show to go, just enough time to send our young participants in our little virginity experiment out. We got Big Tad, who's the show's lackey. He's the show's mule, basically. He does everything from F up my coffee to F up my coffee. He is here. He has not had sex in over 2 years. And then Mike August. Some people would disagree. I say world's number one booker. We had Kevin Nealon.
What a day I've had.
Yeah. Kevin Nealon used to be on Saturday Night Live 11 years ago. He was in today. And, well, that was it. Tarantino was supposed to make it, but 50-50 shot. Turns out, didn't make it. Wow. Toss of the coin.
9 minutes left, Ace.
All right. So Mike has not had sex in over 4 years.
I haven't been able to book that either.
Despite his 6.5-inch penis.
Yes.
I say plus. And then we also have the beautiful Brittany. Brittany is in sales. They're all foxes over there. Brittany is no exception. And she is going to go on a date and kick the tires of our two vehicles. Tell us, report back to us what's wrong with them. Yes, Brittany?
I sure am.
We were talking a little earlier to Rachel. You ever faked orgasm?
Yes.
Yeah. I like that. I like that.
You have to.
You have to.
Sometimes you got to do it. Nope. I don't do it anymore, but yeah, there's been times.
Be prepared.
We've all been there.
It's time to reload because you'll be dating these two in just this evening, right?
Is it this evening?
You're going out tonight? What are we doing? This afternoon?
Arrangements will be made.
Arrangements will be made.
Promises have been exchanged.
And you'll be you'll report back to us.
Definitely.
Yes.
How many sales girls are there on the other side of the hall there?
Girls, I think there's about 8.
You get 4, I get 4?
There's some guys over there?
Yes, there's some guys.
That is a good gig.
Yeah.
Be the lone straight guy. I know there's no straight guys in the sales department here, but what if you were straight and you were working and they're surrounded by these foxes all day long? And they are beautiful women. All right, so you're going to go out with Tad. You'll go out with Mike. You'll report back to us. You'll figure out what goes on. And then we'll hear from you tomorrow?
Definitely.
All right. Now, I don't want you to do anything you're uncomfortable with.
Oh, no. Everything's going
to
be completely natural.
But you have to have sex. But you have to have sex.
Okay.
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 All right.
Okay.
All right. Uh-oh. Yes, put that on a tape.
Hey, just to let the ladies out there know that if they want to check us out, we have MySpace sites up.
Yeah.
Big Tad, Mike August, and we also have a group site up, too, for the Adam Carolla Show.
Well, I'd just like to add that Tad's MySpace takes up a lot more space than Mike's.
Yeah. Hey, don't worry about it.
You want to check out Tad, just open your window and put your head out. He's like the Goodyear blimp. You don't have to be in it or under it. You'll find it. Don't worry.
I find it interesting. Tad has a date with Brittany, and he's asking for other women to...
Already.
It's kind of insulting to
me. I noticed that. I made a mental note.
He's already getting on the he's like, oh, there's plenty of women over in sales. Mm-hmm. You take half, I'll take half.
He's hedging. Yeah. He knows.
It's all jokes.
He knows that this is a mercy mission for Brittany, and that's why he's setting up. He's planting seeds for a winter harvest.
I know I have no chance with Brittany, so.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. But who knows? Who knows?
You can't say that.
You can't. Yeah. Brittany can say it, and she just did, but you can't say it. All right.
Okay,
that's it. That's enough show. We'll hear back from You Love Birds tomorrow. I want to thank Kevin Nealon for coming in here. Funny, even when he's not talking. Watch. Awesome stuff. The Great Oswaldo and another fantastic movie review. Left that reviewer called. God bless him. Dave and Rachel, God bless you guys. And until next time, this is Adam Carolla saying mahalo.